Choose your next words carefully, Leonidas. They may be your last.
Madman. You're a madman. Blasphemy. This is madness.
This is Sparta!
Who do we have left? Britney Spears. Cam Kardashian. Paris Hilton. Yeah, that's what we have to look forward to. Kanye West. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. We're global.
I mean, the lines are blowing up.
We had our shop, which is actorsbreakdown.com/shop. S-H-O-P-P-E. Oh, look at you. All right, everybody. I'll be right with you. I'm a good guy. If you attack us, I attack you. Here I am. Hello, my name is Brian Hammer Jackson, and you're with the Brian Hammer Jackson Show. Boy, he was powerful. This is a no-win situation.
If you'd like to come in the studio, I wish I can get in there, but if you'd like to come into the studio, here's the number. You can get in by using this number. It is area code 319-527-6099. That's 319-527-6099. That's the number to get you in the show. That's the number to get your voice heard. If I can get in the studio myself. And I should be in about 2 seconds. And those of you who would like to watch it as I'm doing a show simultaneously, the link. And I should be podcasting and Zooming in about 2 minutes. Enjoy the show. I can't get in the studio, folks. Until I get in the studio, let me tell you what we're going to do. We're going to go to some of our other stories that we're going to talk about. In fact, it'll give people a chance to get into the studio itself. It's loading now, and I'm flying blind. Here we go. Katie Kirk has a new book out. Again, we're going to do some small stories until I can get loaded in the studio. Okay. I know you're saying, what the hell Katie Kirk has anything to do with anything. I'm in the studio. Yay. Our top stories are, this is the headline, title. Boston, Massachusetts High School fires football coach accused of using a racial slur. The body of the text, in my words, give me a break. This is bullshit. A Massachusetts high school has fired an assistant football coach who was accused of using a racial slur after a game. That's why they fired his ass. In an email sent to parents, Newton South principal Tamara Strauss said that the coach, he used the word nigger, just full disclosure. He used that word towards the student-athletes while addressing the team. That's what he did. We're going to look into that. And I read the story, and it's bullshit. Then we're going to talk about Katie Couric. She has a new book called Not For Everyone. Plus, we're going to talk about Tom Brady's giving a fan a reward for the football that was accidentally tossed into the crowd. That football was the one he wanted because he broke this 600-pass football record. We're going to hammer all this out. And again, the studio is still spinning, so I don't know if we're going to have problems or not. But I'm on the air, and I still have to do it. So we're going to go to our go-to. We're going to see what's happening. I can't hit it. The button won't even let me hit it. So I'm going to sign out of Blog Talk. I'm going to play a song and get everything. I can't even play a song. To take care of the mic while I take care of this studio. So I have a choice to sign out or try this again. I'm going to try this again. I can try. Okay. Yep, we're back. All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to go to the news because people are coming in. And we're going to get to that main story. But we're going to catch up on the news because the weather is pretty bad almost everywhere. It's probably pretty bad in, as they say, your neck of the woods. So what we're going to do is we're going to catch up on the news, get to our coffee, and get into the studio. That's what we're going to do. You're listening to Hammer 96.7 BT Radio. That's Blog Talk Radio, number one in drive time. And let's hear the news. Let's catch up on the news and see what's going on. And, again, my computer is not working, so we're doing really good. We're doing so good. This news is going to be according to ABC News. To me, they have one of the best news. And here's one of the stories. The first nor'easter of the season.
Coming down outside here in Times Square and really all around the region. You can see what it's like for drivers that are driving through the torrential rain right now on the Long Island Expressway. Let's go to Rob, who's in Virginia, tracking this for us. Good morning, Rob.
Hey, good morning, Robin. With this heavy rain across this area, it just brings us memories of less than 2 months ago when remnants of Ida came through and flooded so dangerously and damaging this entire area. Not quite that bad, thankfully, not tropical mush, but it is coming down. It is a mess. As you mentioned, this shot in Queens where they had fatalities from the leftovers of Ida. It's difficult to get around this morning. A lot of reports of flooding along roadways there, flash flooding. And this shot along the coastline, we're going to have coastal flooding. We've got big waves there in New Jersey. Thank you, Surfline, for this shot. So it's coastal flooding, it's inland flooding, and eventually it's going to be some wind as we get this developing a nor'easter. We've already have high wind alerts across the inland part. That dying low will be transferring energy to the coastal low, and it's really going to start to ramp things up. So heavy, heavy rain this morning, a bit of a break. Then that low gets off Cape Cod. It's really going to start to crank up the winds later on tonight, and it doesn't go anywhere too quickly. So it's going to hang around throughout the morning hours tomorrow with strong winds, potentially damaging winds. You've got heavy rain saturating the ground. The leaves are still on the trees here, so any big-time wind will probably get 40, 50, 60-mile-per-hour wind. Will take down some trees and power lines. This is all coming from the energy of the system that brought nearly 20 tornadoes in Missouri and parts of the Midwest over the last 2 days. This has been a coast-to-coast system, and we're certainly getting here in the Northeast. Robin?
Oh, it's such a mess. Okay, Rob, thank you. I want everybody to take care.
Damn. The first nor'easter in California. In California. We had rain yesterday. We had wind. Trees were coming down. It was awful. But this is part of winter. Welcome to winter. That's what's happening. And the next story that we're going to talk about is the Tulsa. I mean, this guy, man. Trillion valuation. Here's the story.
Dollars. But what's exciting, people, is the deal with rental car company Hertz. Janae Norman is outside of a Tesla show. to that huge milestone for Tesla, the electric automaker now valued at more than $1 trillion. But what's exciting, people, is the deal with rental car company Hertz. Janae Norman is outside of a Tesla showroom in Brooklyn with how you could take a Tesla for a spin. Good morning, Janae.
Michael, good morning, and I'm sure what you just said excites a lot of people. Electric vehicle sales around the world are said to have skyrocketed 200% in the last year. Now that big investment by Hertz is making Tesla a trillion-dollar company, but it's also making trying out Tesla even easier. Hertz electrifying its fleet and energizing Tesla stock, driving the automaker to top the trillion-dollar market cap this morning, joining the ranks of Apple, Microsoft, Google, and Amazon as the rental car company bets big on battery-powered.
Investors are very enthusiastic about the future and the outlook for this company. They see almost unlimited future growth for electric vehicles.
Hertz, barely out of bankruptcy, filing Chapter 11 last year, but rebounding with travel and a red-hot rental car market, helping the company clear $5 billion in debt and securing billions more to reinvest. Hertz ordering 100,000 Tesla Model 3s by the end of next year, a base price of $40,000 each, adding up to more than $4 billion in revenue for Tesla. Stock shares soaring about 13% Monday to record highs, topping $1,000, and bulking up the net worth of Tesla CEO Elon Musk by about 23.7%. Richest man even richer, now worth, by some estimates, about $253 billion. And Hertz now teaming up with Tom Brady to showcase how it's making EV rentals fast, seamless, and more accessible with the single largest order of electric vehicles ever.
And Elon Musk tweeting overnight that the cars sold to Hertz have no discount. He says the company paid the same price as consumers. George.
Okay, Janae, thanks very much.
Can you imagine a company being, can you imagine one guy being worth 253 billion strong? One guy. One guy. Well, there you go. We're going to need more news because, and people are coming in, but I got to give them a little bit more time to come in. Plus, I want to hear what's going on in your area. All right. So, bear with me. More news. Here we go. Again, this news is a court. And, we're going to talk about, it's in the news. I don't know if it's this one. Microsoft accuses the Russian hackers of targeting global tech supply chain. This may go with the same story about why we're going to pay so much more for Christmas and Thanksgiving.
Targeting the global technology supply chain. Correspondent Pierre Thomas has the latest. Good morning, Pierre.
George, good morning. Microsoft is warning that Russian hackers are trying to infiltrate computers of companies tied to the worldwide supply chain that is already under stress. Microsoft is offering this blunt assessment. Quote, this recent activity is another indicator that Russia is trying to gain long-term systematic access to a variety of points in the technology supply chain. The apparent mission, surveillance and developing future targets. Microsoft suspects that the same Russian hackers who compromised scores of American companies last year and at least Wednesday's attacks is behind this activity. But the White House appeared to downplay this recent Russian effort, saying that U.S. companies have more than enough to easily fix and mitigate such attacks. We'll see how this plays out. American consumers are already facing shortages and higher prices due to a slowdown in the supply chain. Guys?
As you said, we'll see how this plays out. Pierre, thank you for your support.
There you go, Pierre. Care? No, I don't. But I do care about this. I didn't know there was a shooting in Boise. I had no idea what was going on in Boise. We're going to get to that story a little bit. Again, you listen to Hammer Radio Network, and the reason I'm playing the news is because I'm catching up. I'm catching up. I just woke up. I'm getting the coffee. And I do want to hear what's going on in the world today because I missed the news. I'm like a news junkie. But I am curious about this story. What happened in Boise? I mean, what the hell happened? Here's the news.
At an Idaho mall, two people killed and four others injured after gunmen opened fire. Officials say the shooter's in custody as witnesses open up about the tragedy. Alex Perez is there on the scene in Boise. Good morning, Alex.
Hey, good morning, Michael. Authorities are still here on the scene. Witnesses say it started as an average afternoon here at the mall when suddenly shots rang out.
Overnight, investigators in Idaho working to figure out what led to a deadly shooting inside this shopping mall in Boise, killing two people and injuring four.
I saw other people that I saw earlier, like, freaking out, like, outside, and I was like, oh, this happened. This is a real event.
This cell phone video captured inside the mall. You can hear the gunfire. The chaos unfolding about 1:30 Monday afternoon. Responded to reports of Square Mall, the capital city's largest shopping area.
Primary suspect ran by the Dave and Buster's wearing dark clothes, had all black and wearing a backpack.
Arriving officers confronting a man who matched the suspect's description when a gun battle broke out. One officer injured in the exchange of shots. That suspect also injured, in custody, hospitalized in critical condition.
We really cannot at this time speak to any motivation behind it or anything else that may impact the investigation. It would be entirely too premature to make any of those assumptions.
Sherry Guypen was on a walk with a friend when the chaos erupted.
As we went by JCPenney's, people started coming around the corner, and I asked somebody, why are you running? And he said somebody heard a gunshot. Then the next person coming through was a lady with a stroller, and she said that there was an active shooter in the mall. I guess you never expect it to come to where you're at until it does and you're in that situation.
That officer who was injured has been treated and released. The motive here remains unclear, but the FBI and ATF are assisting. George?
Okay, Alex, thanks.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Get the nuts out there. We got the people locked down for about a year. They're outside, running loose. I have never seen so many murders are up, rape is up, killings are up. Cops are not coming to work because they don't like the mandate. Nurses are quitting because they don't like the mandate. Speaking of the mandate, here's a story on COVID about your kids. Think about that for Thanksgiving and the holidays.
This morning to consider recommending the Pfizer vaccine for children ages 5 to 11. This comes as
new cases have dropped dramatically in the U.S. over the past month, down 43% to an average of 70,000 per day. Ariel Reshef joins us with a preview of the meeting. Good morning, Ariel.
Hey, good morning to you, George. All eyes are now on that critical vote is expected this afternoon. In anticipation, the White House says it has purchased 65 million pediatric Pfizer doses, more than enough to fully vaccinate all American children ages 5 to 11.
This morning, a major step toward getting younger kids vaccinated could be just hours away as an FDA panel meets today to vote on Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine for kids ages 5 to 11.
Son, so brave!
Regulators expected to authorize those pediatric doses, then the CDC likely to sign off a week later, possibly giving the official green light for shots to start going into arms by the end of next week. A Pfizer study of more than 2,200 children showing its two-shot vaccine is nearly 91% effective against symptomatic infection with only mild, short-lived side effects. The dose for 5 to 11-year-olds is one-third the size of the adult vaccine. Body weight, not a factor. That reduced dosage determined by an incredibly strong immune response in younger children.
1, 2, 3.
Oh, that doesn't hurt at all.
As pediatricians who care for these kids, we want to find a solution, and it is a miracle that we potentially have one.
There is still apprehension among some parents A Kaiser Family Foundation survey finding roughly one-third of parents of children between 5 to 11 say they will wait and see before allowing their kids to receive the shot.
You know, it's just a little child. Like, who? Like, I don't know how quick I would be to jump on a decision to do that.
But for others, like Pam Cruzy, peace of mind can't come soon enough.
If we at least have them, that extra layer of protection with the vaccine, that's what we're excited for.
And in another promising sign, Moderna now says that its vaccines for 6 to 11-year-olds produce strong immune response, nearly 1.5 times the antibodies seen in young adults. That study included more than 4,000 children. The company now says it will soon submit its data to the FDA. So we'll see this process again. Robin?
We should.
And you know what? I know, bear with me. This show sounds boring, but my voice will kick in. You know what? I'm for it. I was having that argument with my brother. He was in the Air Force. And he says, do you realize how many shots we have to have when we join the military? Because we have so many shots, vaccines, that he says, you see people's blood just run from people's arms after they get an injection. They don't know what the hell they're shooting or getting in their body. I'm for it. I don't know what the problem is. Well, one of the problems is only 2,000 kids, that was the test. I mean, usually you're testing millions by the time a vaccine comes. But this is an emergency. But we do have questions. I have questions. And here the answer to those questions is, again, the news.
Of the National Institutes of Health, Dr. Collins. Good to speak with you again, Dr. Collins. We're going to start with today's FDA advisory panel meeting. There are 28 million children ages 5 to 11 in this country. Now, with vaccinations becoming available for them, will this be another step, perhaps, toward getting to the end of this pandemic?
Well, don't we all hope so, Robin? Yes, I think that's right. These are, after all, kids who can get infected. Sometimes they can get pretty sick. Pediatric ICUs have lots of kids of this age right now, so we want to provide them with as much protection as possible. Sorry. And they also are capable of spreading this to others, so if we can create a situation where more of these kids to drive this pandemic down, which is what we really hope to do, even as we face the cold weather and other concerns about whether we might see another surge. We don't want that, and this would be one significant step forward in getting our country really in a better place.
That being said, what you just said, we hear what you're saying, but parents who are hesitant about getting their kids vaccinated, they argue that children are far less likely to get seriously ill from COVID than adults, so perhaps the vaccine is not necessary for them. What do you say to those parents?
I totally understand that, and I think parents need to be listened to. They're usually pretty smart about their kids, and I think there'll be a lot of going on between parents and pediatricians about this very issue. But one shouldn't actually discount the fact that kids can get pretty sick with COVID-19. Sadly, more than 700 children have died of COVID since this pandemic began. Kids can also get the long COVID consequences, even though they might not have a severe case. It turns out some of them just don't seem to recover. They have the fatigue, the brain fog makes it hard to function in school. So that's another reason to try to provide the protection. And, of course, the big question is it safe? And the data that will be discussed today by this FDA advisory committee looks really good.
And can you discuss more about the data? Because there is some argument that pediatric cases, there's no argument that they're slowing down. That's the case. But because that they are, some are feeling there may be no need for children. What do you make of that?
Well, because it still is the case that lots of kids are getting infected, especially with Delta, because it is so contagious, that's one more reason why I think it's going to be difficult to, in many instances, to keep schools completely open. So dealing with the vaccination as a means of preventing that is going to be a good step forward. Again, for a parent trying to figure out benefits versus risks, parents have dealt with other vaccinations for other diseases. This one, in terms of the data, and the data is all public, looks really good. The effectiveness, symptomatic disease, and the safety record looks really good. Using about one-third the dose that you would for an adult, you get a really good immune response.
One-third of the dose. Parents have to keep that in mind. We are seeing encouraging signs heading into the holiday season. Does this mean people that will we're going to be able to celebrate the holidays relatively normal this time around?
Well, I sure hope so. I think Halloween ought to be a lot of fun. Most of that's going to be outside, which is good. And then Thanksgiving and Christmas and Hanukkah coming up. Again, I think a lot of families right now are trying to figure out if we're going to have a gathering. Should we have some limits on being inside unless everybody's vaccinated? Let's be careful about that. Another thing to think about is now counter home tests are increasingly available. That's another thing families are considering doing. Before getting together for the holidays, maybe everybody get a test and make sure you're not the one who's carrying this virus without realizing it. That would be an added level of protection. But I think we're all kind of ready to celebrate again and be with our families. I'm hoping to do that with mine.
We hope that you'll be able to do that. Dr. Collins, as always, we appreciate your...
Shut up, you old fool. Just shut up. So sick and tired of these old fools. Get a test before Thanksgiving. Who's going to do that? Who's going to get a test before Thanksgiving and whatever parents are coming over or kids coming out of school and everything, and then you test positive? And the tests, as far as I'm concerned, that's a lot of false positive, false negatives. So what the fuck? Shut up. Enjoy your holiday. Screw this old fool. We got one more story that's on my mind, and then we'll get right to our main story. And that's a shame what's happened with Alec Baldwin, man. You know, on a set of Rust. Prop gun. Alec Baldwin had it in his hand on his movie set called Rust. He shot, killed. I think he killed the assistant director, hurt somebody else. And the news is running all over the place. But here's the bottom line. It was an accident. Somebody died. But Alec, you can't deny, Alec Baldwin killed someone. And he has to deal with that. All said and done, the salacious Hollywood stories, who did this, the conspiracy stories, blah, 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 blah. It is an accident. You're trying to look for a fall person. But the bottom line, I don't know if Alec Baldwin can deal with it. Deal that he murdered somebody on a movie set. That he has to live with. Here's more now.
On a New Mexico film set, production on Alec Baldwin's film Rust has after he accidentally shot and killed the cinematographer and sent the director to the hospital. Officials now searching to find is in Santa Fe with more. Good morning, Kaylee.
Hey, good morning, Robin. A search warrant has led authorities here to seize three revolvers, a couple boxes of ammunition, and several spent casings from that film set. And as we're still asking questions about what safety guidelines were or were not followed, this morning we are learning that the crew member in charge of safety on that set had faced a breach in protocol before. This morning, investigators are trying to piece together a clearer picture about what happened on the set of Alec Baldwin's film Rust, resulting in the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. Now, a past allegation emerging about assistant director Dave Halls, who authorities say unknowingly handed Alec Baldwin a gun with live rounds. A producer for a movie called Freedom's Path tells ABC News Halls was 19 when another prop gun unexpectedly discharged, causing a minor injury to a crew member. ABC News has reached out for comment from Halls regarding this past incident, but has not heard back. The head of Rust Electrical Department calling out to the producers in a post on Facebook, writing, death was the fault of negligence and unprofessionalism. According to search warrants issued for the Rust film set, this tragic shooting happened as Baldwin was preparing for a scene in this church and was handed a gun by Halls, who yelled cold gun to indicate it wasn't loaded. Baldwin was practicing drawing his weapon, pointing the revolver towards the camera lens. Standing behind it were Hutchins and the director, Joel Souza, who was shot in the shoulder.
We need some help. Our director and our cameraman, camerawoman, has been shot.
No charges have been filed, and investigators have not placed blame on any individual for the shooting. They continue interviewing cast and crew members while seizing firearms and ammunition from the set. The production is now paused, according to producers, at least until the investigations are complete. On Instagram, Alec Baldwin's wife, Hilaria, saying her heart is with Helena, her family, and her husband, Alec. No words to express the heartache. In the aftermath of the tragedy, a California state senator intending to introduce legislation in Hutchins' honor that would ban live ammunition from movie sets in that state.
I think it should change the way guns are used on sets.
Bruce Lee's daughter Shannon knows all too well the pain of losing a loved one on a movie set as a result of accidental gunfire. Her brother Brandon was tragically shot and killed by a prop gun while filming the movie The Crow in 1993. She says there are other ways to pull off action in film without the danger. Mayor of Easttown serving as an example. The gunfire seen in the HBO miniseries, all digital.
Film sets are make-believe. There's no reason for real guns to be involved in that. There are amazing prop masters and set decorators and special effects people that can make this sort of movie magic happen without putting people in the way of danger.
Investigators here hope to have a judge sign off on additional search warrants today. Now, we are warned this will be a long investigation, but we do expect to hear from the district attorney and the sheriff leading the case for the first time in front of cameras tomorrow. Michael.
All right, Kaylee, thank you so much.
There you go. And I agree. What the fuck? Why is live ammunition, why is a live gun on a set? Again, I'm stalling some time, get people in get into the studio. Some people are having problems. I have problems getting into this studio. But we're going to go on with the show. The number is 319-527-6099. We'll be right back. Our first story we're going to talk about is guess what's the most expensive holiday that you're going to encounter this year? You're not going to believe this story. We're going to get back into in our top story, Boston, Massachusetts high school, they fire a football coach over using racial slurs. Really? Really? I want this stupid stuff ever to stop. And then about Tom Brady. It's interesting. We'll be right back with Brian Hammer Jackson, 96.7 BTR Radio.
Hey, Kate, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Well, you know Trekkie Monster upstairs?
Uh-huh.
Well, he's Trekkie Monster and you're Kate Monster.
Right.
You're both monsters.
Yeah.
Are you two related?
What? Princeton, I'm surprised at you. I find that racist.
Well, I'm sorry, I was just asking.
Well, it's a touchy subject. No, not all monsters are related. What are you trying to say, huh? That we all look the same to you?
No! Oh, not at all. Oh, I'm sorry, I guess that was a little racist.
I should say so. You should be much more careful when you're talking about the sensitive subject of race.
Well, look who's talking.
What do you mean?
What about that special monster school you told me about?
What about it?
Well, could someone like me go there?
No, we don't want people like you.
You see? You're a little bit racist.
Well, you're a little bit too.
I guess we're both a little bit racist.
Admitting it is not an easy thing to do.
But I guess it's true.
Between me and you, I think everyone's a little bit racist. Sometimes doesn't mean we go around committing hate crimes. Look around and you will find no one's really colorblind. Maybe it's a fact we all should face. Everyone makes judgments based on race.
Now, not big judgments like who to hire or who to buy a newspaper from.
No.
No, just little judgments like thinking that Mexican busboys will learn to speak goddamn English.
Right.
Everyone's a little bit racist today. So everyone's a little bit racist. Okay. Ethnic jokes might be uncouth, but you laugh because they're based on truth. You've heard this one.
Okay.
All right, there's a plane going down.
Uh-huh.
There's only one parachute.
Uh-huh.
And there's a rabbi, a priest.
And a black guy.
Yeah.
What are you talking about, Kate? You were telling a black joke.
Well, sure, Gary, but lots of people tell black jokes.
I don't.
Well, of course you don't. You're black. But I bet you tell Polack jokes, right?
Well, sure I do. Those stupid Polacks.
Now, don't you think that's a little racist?
Well, damn. I guess you're right. You're a little bit racist. Well, you're
are a little bit too. We're all a little bit racist.
I think that I would have to agree with you.
We're glad you do.
It's bad but true. Everyone's a little bit racist. Alright, alright,
alright,
alright. Bigotry has never been exclusive.
If we all could just admit that we are racist a little bit, even though we all know that it's wrong, maybe it would help us get along.
Aw, Christ, do I feel good.
Now there was a fine, upstanding black man.
Who?
Jesus Christ.
But Gary, Jesus was white.
No, Jesus was black.
No, Jesus was white.
No, I'm pretty sure Jesus was black.
Guys, guys!
Jesus was Jewish.
Hey, guys, what are you laughing about?
Racism!
Cool!
Hey, come back here! You'll take all these regular birds!
What's that mean?
Recyclable.
Hey, don't laugh at her! How many languages do you speak?
Oh, come off it, Brian.
Everyone's a little bit racist.
I'm not.
Oh, no.
Nope. Ma. How many Oriental wives have you got?
What? Lion!
Brian, buddy, where you been? The term is Asian American.
I know you are no intending to be, but calling me Oriental, offensive to me.
Sorry, honey. I love you.
And I love you.
But you're racist, too.
Yes, I know. The Jews have all the money and the whites have all the power. And I'm always in taxi cab with live on the shower.
Me too.
Me too. I can't even get a taxi.
Everyone's a little bit racist.
That's true. We're going to get to our main story now. Boston, Massachusetts high school fires football coach accused of using racial slur. We're going to talk about cancel culture and this and that. Sorry, I'm catching up. I've been working on my podcast all night. My podcast is doing great. So I've been doing a lot of other things, and next thing you know, morning is here, and I'm on the air. That's it. So I'm going to do the best I can. And again, if you want to come into the studio, it's 319-527-6099. You get a chance to talk to me and a chance to be on the air. Okay. So we are going to get to our main story. And this story bothers me for a couple of reasons. Here it is. Here's the title. Massachusetts High School fires football coach accused of using racial slur after a game. All right. You know, like I said, people, regular people, not the nutcases, have to start fighting back. They got to. The story is ridiculous. It's insane. People are losing their jobs. People are losing their careers. Kids are being bullied in school, all because of, I'm not going to say critical thinking. I'm not going to call it that. Right now I'm hearing a story on TV. I'm getting disappointed watching MSNBC. They're running a segment called Civil War. What really happened in Civil War? Who gives a fuck? Who gives a fuck? Who cares? Unless you're going to be a teacher. That thing, I don't know how often you sit across your friend or you meet a girl or you're out and you guys are talking about the Civil War. I mean, we got libraries, we got books, we got this. If you want to read about Civil War, you can read about Civil War. How do I get on this subject? Because we're just too sensitive. Too sensitive. I am a black man. I am a Democrat. And I think the Democrats are destroying this country. I think they're weak. They're alarmist. They're scary. I hear on my shoulder another Democrat's getting mad at me. To stop that. It's true. Here's a copy. A Massachusetts high school has fired an assistant coach. See if you agree with me. This is getting out of hand. A Massachusetts high school has fired an assistant football coach who was accused of using a racial slur after a game. A racial slur. In an email sent to the parents, the principal, Tamara Strauss, said that the coach used racially charged language toward student-athletes while addressing the team during a post-game huddle Friday night. The language was used in reference to the music the student-athletes were listening to. And here we go. Here we go with the conversation. And I'm going to reach out to the African-American people out there. You are the one who brought nigga back. Now, nigga disappeared in the late 70s. Disappeared. And I'm a firm believer of holding people accountable. People can go on and on and on and pretend they didn't do it, but I'm going to hold people accountable, and this has to stop. And I want all rappers who use the word nigga in their songs be responsible for this shit. You're the one who brought nigga back. You are. Now, it's okay. Now, you're profiting from it. Some people are profiting from wet-ass pussy. Some people are profiting from pussy. I understand. And I understand niggas when we talk about it, when we talk about my friends. I call my brother. When I talk to my brother, what's up, nigga? But if a white person said that to me, guess what? I'm not offended because he heard me use that word. And again, I'm not a censor kind of guy. Who's to blame with nigga? And who's to blame for these people losing a job? Black people. Niggas are to blame. Because niggas put that word in songs. Comedians put that word in their act. It's all around. And then when somebody, an assistant coach, uses the word nigga, y'all get all crazy and you want to fire his ass. And he was referring to a song. And what's even more disturbing about this story, I'm going to go on. When did he use the word nigga? Because he didn't even use that word nigga in that school district. But everybody says it's offensive. Well, I'm going to say this to my African-American brothers and sisters. If you want white people to stop using the word nigga, then you stop using the word nigga. But you're not going to stop using the word nigga because you're profiting from the word nigga. You're making a limousine act like a nigga. And you're after using nigga, 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 nigga. And then when somebody else repeats it other than African-American, you're going to get your panties in a bunch. That's not right. If you're allowed to use the word nigga, you're making money out of the word nigga, you use it in your everyday conversation, white people should be able to use the word too. And then before you get upset and say, well, white people can't use that word, what are you doing, Brian? Well, you got to think back to reverse racism. When we were slaves or before the civil rights, we couldn't do a lot of things. We couldn't go into the bathroom. We couldn't drink the water, blah, blah, blah. And then you said, okay, that's segregation, that's racist. Okay. Well, don't you think it's racist that a white person can't say the word nigga? Because you're using the word nigger. So nigger's no longer defamatory. It's off the books. It is now in play. It is now in play. You're not hearing a lot of slurs or words like for Jewish people or even Mexican people or Japanese people. Profiting from the word nigga, you're making multi-million dollars on the word nigga. You're saying it every single time. It should not be in the area of oh my God, it's a racial slur. It is not a slur anymore. It's in play. And if you don't want white people to say the word, then stop putting that word in your language, in your songs, in your comic act. Be responsible. But you're making money off of it. If you cannot say it, you're being racist. You're being racist. Yes, you are. I'm going with the story. This is what the story pisses me off about. Now, I don't know the man. But there's too many people losing their job because of the slur. But when I go more with the story, it should piss you off. It should piss everyone off. Think of it reversed, that black people can't use a certain word. You wipe out the word. Let's say bitch. Only a veterinarian or people in hospitals can use a bitch referring to a dog. Anybody else uses that word outside a veterinarian or speaking of dogs or speaking of puppies? Is I'm going to go racist, but you get my point. You're a criminal. Here's the story, and it pisses me off. It pisses me off. In an email sent to the parents, I'm going to read it again. So the principal, Tamara Strauss, racially charged language towards student-athletes while addressing the team during a post-game huddle Friday night. Now, what bitch told on that coach? What little bitch kid told? That little sensitive little bitch. Mommy, he used the word nigger. I'm so offended. You're in a football. Shut the fuck up. Get that little kid out. You know what? I would use that football dummy. Shut up. Now, to be fair to the coach, apparently the kids were listening to some music. And the language was used in reference to the music the student-athletes were listening to. So the kids were listening to this music. The coach probably said, "Probably huddle up, niggas." They fired him. That's racism. You can't say it, but the kids are listening to it? You can't say it, but you allow the kids play it? And then if you say the word, you get fired? See, here's what's happening. If Ellen was here, I'd make a call. But she's not here. I'm going to have to get an executive producer because I got to do this show. Because on this show, we make some calls, some live calls. And I would call this school district and accuse them of racism. Because if you got kids listening to this music and the music is going throughout the school, and he's addressing the kids, and he happens to say the words of the music that he's listening to, and he gets fired? Racism. Here it is. I'm just very curious as to why. I mean, they had just won the game. Even if they had lost, it doesn't make sense to use that derogatory word. Are you kidding me? It doesn't make sense to use a word. I remember back in World War II when they started burning books. I wasn't alive. I'm reading my history. Stop it. Behave yourself. People were all upset because they were burning books and everything. And that goes with Facebook, too. What's going on with Facebook, too? You guys are so passive. You should be angry what they're doing to your Facebook. You should be mad. You should be furious that the government is trying to come in and regulate what you could do on Facebook and using Facebook as a tool. Who are pissed off because Facebook is giving bad information and they lose. This is all about Congress and Senate. This has nothing to do with the real people. You got Senate and congressmen so afraid that when they run for re-election or they run for election, that there's going to be some misinformation on Facebook that they can't control. They're upset that they can't control the language. That's why they're going after Facebook. People should not be on Facebook anyway. If you're over 35, get the fuck out, you old fart. Get out of here. Who told you to use it? So this is what's really happening. So the government wants to come in and take away your Facebook, or the government wants to come in and to regulate your Facebook, or the government wants to come in and hold Facebook responsible. And you got to remember, if you're on Facebook, Zuckerberg is not saying, typing all this stuff. Half the people are you guys. Well, not half, all of it. So the language that they're objecting to is you. They don't approve of you because you're the one who's posting the pictures. You're the one who's posting stuff. And they're upset that you're posting information. Don't you have a right to post? So you want the government to regulate this? You should be pissed off, because what this is about the lawmakers are so afraid that when they run for re-election that there's going to be misinformation and they're going to get fired. This is They're not going after TikTok. They're not going after WhatsApp. Going back, damn, I'm mad. And you should be mad too. So this so-called teacher, so-called motherfucking teacher, I got to get an executive producer so I'm going to make some calls. I can't make calls like this. So this teacher is saying that this guy used this language. I don't know the teacher. But if they fired him for using nigga, singing the song in front, if the kids were playing the song in front of him. I cannot see a bunch of white kids singing nigga. I'm thinking that is probably a majority of black kids, student, and maybe he's a white guy. According to Strauss, the coach is no longer employed by the district as of Monday morning. We don't condone that at a school. Really? Kids were playing the music right there. The kids were playing the song. The song had to brought nigga back. Black people brought nigga back. I used to talk to Ellen, and every time I talk, it's like it breaks into a musical. Justin Timberlake bringing sexy back. It's like bringing nigga back. I'm bringing nigga back. Oh, you sexy motherfuckers. Okay, that's a fact. Okay. So the teacher's saying we don't condone this at school. Okay, fine. Then a kid should not be allowed to play that at school. They should not be allowed to play wet-ass pussy in school. They should not allowed to be, if this is such a racially charged word, why are the children playing that in school? We don't condone that community, just in general, said Newton South senior student body Brady Epstein. Brady Epstein? Shut up, Brady. We have to get that out of our system. You can get nigga out of your system? Didn't you guys try that in slavery days and civil rights days? You're not going to get the niggas out. Trump tried that too. Niggas still here. Shut up. You know what? We're here. Niggas are here and we're here to stay. Nigga, 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 nigga. You know what? We're here to stay. We got to get used to the word, and black people have to just relax. If you're going to put that word in play, you got to fucking relax and chill the fuck out. And when a white person or a Jewish person or a Mexican person say, what up, nigga? You got to chill the fuck out. You don't own words, man. You don't own words. You want to start owning something, start investing and own property, but you don't own words. You put the fucking word in play. I think we should definitely band together and, you know, just make sure things like this don't happen again. What? You're dealing with kids in high school on oxygen. You're dealing with kids in high school with the pandemic. You're dealing with kids in high school that don't want to wear a mask. You're dealing with kids in high school doing a mandate. You're a year behind because of the pandemic, and you're locked up in your room. And nigga is what you have to worry about? Nigga, please. The coaching question has not been identified. It's also a teacher at another high school. In a statement, Concord Public School Superintendent, the Regional School District, Dr. Lori Hunter, said that used the N-word while coaching in another school district. And another school district. The guy didn't even use the word at that school that he just, that's what it said. Allegedly used that word in another school district. In another school district. Not even in that school district. But yet he got fired for using that word way back in the day at another school district. Hunter said that a faculty member has been placed on paid leave pending a complete investigation. What do you mean a complete investigation? What kind of investigation do you want? Well, we want to know, sir, we're investigating you, yes. It is said and alleged that you used the word N-word. What do you mean, nigga? Yeah, that's the word. Now, years ago, do you remember this day that you used the word nigga? No, I don't. In what context did you use the word nigga? Were you singing a song, or did you say, hey, nigga, get off my lawn? Well, no. Well, we're going to investigate this, sir. Meanwhile, you got hot high school babes, teachers, sexing up your kids. You got teachers on TikTok trying to wake up their TikTok. Running around loose, you got all, and but you're going to investigate some guy who used the word nigger back in the day at another school district. You got to wake the fuck up. Hunter said that the faculty member has been placed on paid leave pending on a complete investigation. Okay. The Concord Caroline School District will not tolerate the use of racial slurs or individual or group, demean individuals or group. See, that's how white people take it, right? See, this is, see, white people, you got to understand how the word works. They'll tell you it's not demeaning. I greet my brothers. Wait, it's not demeaning. Demeaning is bitch. And go after the lesbians and the LGBTQ people. They're running around with bitches and queers and all this shit. Nobody's going after them. But as soon as somebody says nigga, and nigga's not demeaning to us. Nigga, 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 nigga. But then, see, white people are trying to do the right thing, but they don't understand. I understand that. I understand they don't understand. I understand. Try to do the right thing. They fuck it up more for the rest of us. So it's up to the black people to do the right thing. Relax. What's up, nigga? I see you right there. What's up, nigga? Hey. What's up?
Okay.
Listen, you.
Do I look like one? What is wrong with Blog Talk today? You keep fading in and out.
I don't know. I saw a couple of people. I wanted to get in. I was unfinished. I'm glad you're here because I blasted you.
Why?
I said because I'm really fired up about this story. Long and short of the story, I don't know when you came in. I said I wish Ellen was here because I'd like to make a call to the school district. She's not here. I'm on a rampage.
Well, I'm sorry. I told you I had to make phone calls.
I know. Don't say them. No, I know. I'm just on a roll. I know what you did. You. While she's here.
No, you know what? Okay.
Yeah.
I thought I was doing the smart thing, trying to call these people early in the morning, thinking that, oh, okay, a lot of people are probably going to be at work, so there won't be a long hold time.
Right.
The first one. Your hold time is between 35 and 65 minutes. If you'd like a call back, press 1. Okay, that was the first one.
Mm-hmm.
The second one, your hold time is between 45 and 90 minutes long.
Mm.
If you would like a call back.
Yeah, I got that. Press this. Yeah, I know. Did you do it?
And the third one was even... Yeah, the third one was even worse, you know, and that's the problem. See, these people are going to call, and they have their numbers blocked. So every call that comes in until I get these calls, I have to answer my phone.
Why did you leave your landline? Why did you use it on your cell? Did you leave your cell number or your landline?
I left my cell phone number.
Oh, you did?
Because my house phone, the battery does not last long.
I hear what you're saying. Yeah, I have to do the same thing. It's worth it, though. I mean, I've been getting a lot of collecting people coming, you know, calling me and scam people. But I'm glad you're here, though. I'm glad you're here. And
thank you.
This is Ellen J., by the way. And example A. Ellen, when I talk to your son, How does he address me? How does he address me?
He goes, what up, nigga? No, his exact words are, what up, my nigga.
Exactly. Black people, you need to chill. You got to stop this nonsense. Chill it out. If you chill out, the word goes away. Chill. Because you cannot say color-challenged. color-challenged. White people.
What the hell is that?
Nah, you got no color. The color challenge people cannot be excluded and used as this kind of thing. No. Language, and we have people and white people around us, they should be allowed to address it. If you don't want them to address it and you think it's the, if you think this is a bad word, then don't use it. Don't buy the album. Don't say,
well, you
don't
know,
use the
you
word
know what?
Nigger,
yeah.
And then
you know
buy
what?
An album. Yeah.
Okay, then they need to talk to Vanilla Ice and they need to talk to Eminem.
Yeah, I mean,
they
we
use
go on and
words
on and on.
All the time.
We go on and on and on. I want to finish the story because it really upset. I don't know when you came in. You probably heard the gist of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
You heard the gist of this story. And this,
yeah,
just pisses
this
me
reminds
off.
Me. It reminds me of the same thing that happened to Paula Deen.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And who... I had to finish this so I can get this off my chest and move on because we've only got one paragraph left. So apparently this motherfucker, teacher, used this word the day and not even at that school. So you're firing him for what he did in the past. It says here, well, the faculty Hunter said the faculty member has been placed on leave pending on a complete investigation. The Concord Carlisle racial slurs or any other inappropriate language meant to demean individual groups. Hunter said in the statement, our students' safety, health, and mental health are our top priority. Fuck you.
Really? Okay.
Your safety, health, and mental health.
Still have mental health?
Calling somebody a nigger.
After the years they've been through?
Right. We continue to value inclusion and strive to create a safe, welcoming, and respectful environment for all of us. There you go. That's the story. That's the story of a coach who was accused of using a racial slur after a game, got fired from his current job, and used that in the past. There you go. There you fucking go. Fucking go. I don't know. I know you had a disadvantage.
Something,
you know, I just
something is going on with Blog Talk because you keep fading in and out, and you keep repeating the last thing you said. Just like you said, there you go. There you go. Unless you said
I actually did do that. I actually did repeat myself.
Oh, okay. No, but you do all keep right. fading in and out.
Well, I'll try not to. I'll try to make this
I'm
fast.
I'm talking about you. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about it must be Blog Talk acting up.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been acting up. I'm hearing the echo. There's nothing I can do.
Yeah, because, I mean, if you know, because I got a busy signal when I was trying to get in.
Right. They hate me. They hate me. They do.
Really? They've been hating you for the past 12 or 13 years.
They can't stand right, everything they could possibly do to interrupt this broadcast. I'm sorry that you're listening to this. We're not responsible for this broadcast. It may contain nonsensical, maniac style language that did you have your coffee?
Huh?
Did you have your coffee yet?
I have my coffee right here. I was making a cup of coffee a few minutes ago.
Well, here's a story on TikTok. You know what I'm trying to say? Now, you guys have been using TikTok for a long time.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Have you been updating your TikTok?
Tick what? It's TikTok.
Your TikTok. I'm telling you, Brian, if you turn your phone on when you're going outside in the world, your TikTok would explode.
Oh, my God. Just a simple checkup turned into... And you keep saying turn it on because it'd be a great... People don't believe this shit. I don't believe this shit.
You're in the middle of it.
Yeah, we have a TikTok coming up. I said TikTok. Don't Google. She was referring to, I tell her all this stuff. I don't know how she gets it. She doesn't, you know, the stories that I tell Ellen, I go, you're not going to believe. She goes, yes, I will. Go slow. Tell me detail. And I do.
Tell me every single detail.
Yeah.
And I make sure I don't have any food or any drink in front of me when you do.
Okay, and this story goes with the TikTok. I mean, the story she's referring to, I went to get a checkup. Nothing strange is going to happen with a checkup. Nothing at all. Normal people get checkups. Doctor sees you. You go home.
Hold on. I'll be right back. Hold on. Pause there. Talk about something else because I want to hear this because Sebastian's got reed in his mouth. Hold on.
Okay. Simple day. And Ellen says, anytime I go out, I should have my phone on because shit just happens to you. And I refuse to believe it, but now I'm getting paranoid. Shit does happen. I don't know when she's back, but I can't wait. Apparently, her dog is eating her cat, and she has to get the cat out of the dog's mouth. And this tells me it must be a male dog, because no female dog would go try to eat some pussy this early in the morning.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't realize that he's bigger than Reed. I mean, he's younger than Reed, but he's bigger than Reed, and he wants to play, but he gets too rough.
Oh, he does. He'll realize it. So let me just finish the story so we can move on. It's not as funny as you guys think it is. It's just strange
fucking shit happened.
No, well, not really, but it's just strange fucking shit happens. I go in, and I knew it was trouble. Trouble with a capital T. I'm not happy getting a physical because I know they're going to try to put me on medication. I tell my girlfriend, listen, I am not going on medication. She goes, honey, you may need medication. I go, I don't need fucking medication. You know what I mean? And I don't know. This is all true.
You might
this
need
is,
medication.
Penny wants to put me on medication so bad. I swear. And I'm very serious. I don't want no medication.
This is why I cannot have any food or drink. She wants to put you on medication.
She
does. Next thing you know, she'll want to do a lobotomy.
Close to it, if it's in the plan. Because I'm thinking, you don't like me the way I am. Why would you want to go, honey, you might need some medication, and people are just afraid to tell you. I go, what? He goes, nothing. Let's just go there. And you know what I realize is that women, and I think all guys do this,
her,
and ladies.
Did you ask her why she thinks she might need a medication?
I'm not going to open that door. She made the statement. Bury it. But she gives, I can't go to a store with her without getting a disclaimer and reading the rules like a child. And it's the same thing with the doctor, right? She does it every time we go shopping. We stopped doing it. You know what she does? She pulled out. She goes, I'm tired of going shopping with you. So you know what she does? She'll shop online now. And all we have to do is drive up to these little spots, let them know we're there. They do the shopping for us. I was telling you about that.
Mm-hmm.
They do the shopping, the grocery shopping for us. We just pull up in a little thing, open up the trunk, and then we drive off. We don't even have to go shopping. This is what she does, you know? And I figured this was nice, is to keep me away from people. And I'm like, I'm just trying to say is that it's not really funny. It's just strange. even dealing with me, and Ellen has dealt
funny.
With Ellen, you have dealt with me. You have dealt with me, and it's not far off. I mean, we went to, one time we went to just a simple market, me and Ellen. It was a Filipino market, and I didn't want to wait in line, and Ellen was polite going, we have to wait in line. We're like 102, and they're only calling like six. I go, are you kidding me? Number seven, we're like 102. And I said to Ellen, what do you got? 103. 2 minutes later, eight. Are you kidding? Am I lying, Ellen?
Mm-mm.
We were
nope,
starving.
You're not.
We were starving. And I looked at it, I said, okay, I'll take care of this. Ellen goes, what are you going to do? So I did what any other normal person would do. I went down to the line, to the middle of the line, and I asked the guy if he wanted to trade his ticket. I go, I'm 103, and you seem to be 20. Yeah. You want to trade? No, I do not want to trade with you. I go, how rude. Ellen could not believe at that point. Do you remember? You remember that.
What? I did
you
what?
Remember I wanted, you remember how I wanted to trade the ticket? Because he was closer.
Yeah. Yeah, and then you weren't deterred. You went up further to a guy that had, like, number 10.
Yeah. Hey, buddy, what number you got, 10? You want to trade? Well, you got 102. Yeah, they're calling the high numbers first. Get out of here. Okay. Tried it again. This is what I do. I'm not thinking it's crazy. So then I got frustrated, and I declared myself the president of the
no,
Filipinos.
No, you declared yourself king. You declared
myself
king.
Yes, I did, didn't I? And I said it out loud, didn't I? I am now, it was a Filipino restaurant, and it was one of these places that people were dying to go to, and it was so crowded. It was the best food and everything. I didn't want to. So I declared myself king of the Filipinos. And I said, I didn't just whisper it to her. I said, Juan Cisneros, I am now your king of Filipino. They go, oh, what? That's right. Yes or no, Ellen? Yes or no?
Yeah, he did.
This is what Sydney has to deal with. So when we go to the store, I'm treated like a child. We're going in a store. Yes, we're already here. In fact, I drove you here. I know we're in a store. This is what you do not do. And I would have to wait 10 minutes until she's all the way done. Don't act a fool. Don't talk to people. Don't stare at them. Don't make comments about their butts. Do not look at their boobs. Do not make comments at their butts or their boobs. Just go there. Do not go get samples and lick it and put it back on the plate. Things that, you know, that maybe bothers people. So I get that. I get that. It was no different than a checkup. It's a checkup. Same thing. Honey, yes, we're going to the doctor. I know I'm not a retard. And then women will remind you to tell him what's wrong with you. Don't forget to tell him about this. And don't forget to tell him, I go, what? Don't forget to tell him about that. What? Don't forget to do, you know what I mean? It's like... What are you doing? I mean, these are just nitpicking things. Don't, and here's the thing. Oh, here's the thing. And you're kind of overactive. I go, what are you talking about? You're always horny. What are you talking, and we had this conversation. You're right, I should have turned out the phone. What are you talking about? Well, you're always talking about sex, and you're always doing this about sex, and you're looking at sex. You got a problem. I got a problem? I want you to talk to the doctor about you being horny. I go, are you kidding me? Are you there might be some kind of gene or something that, you know what I mean? I am not going to talk. She actually said, I'm not going to talk to him about that. That goes in play later because I got pissed off at the doc. Go in. Fill out this stuff. Quit fidgeting. Stop it. Hold still. What are you doing? Get off the phone. You're on my... Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. They call me. Mr. Jackson, oh, thank God. I ran into his arms. Get away from this woman. And it was a fat guy that looks like the Michelin man who was a nurse. I go, oh, damn. And I said, I know they're going to take things from me. She goes, honey, they're not going to take anything. They're going to try to put me on a medication. Honey, if they do put you on medication, please take it. I go, but I don't want to be on medication. Then maybe they won't put you on it. But you should. And I'm not talking to you. And I knew they were going to put me on medication. Nobody goes to the doctor without them putting you on medication. It could be anything, and you know you're going to leave with a prescription. And I don't need medication. I know that was my fear. I go in. The nurse says, fill this out. Guy with a beard. I fill this out. I put it in. Goes, okay, what we're going to do is we're going to weigh you, and we're going to get your height. No problem. And he asked me how tall you are. I said, I'm 6'2". He goes, get on a scale. And I don't need to hear this from the nurse. Whoa. I go, what was that? Nothing. I go, are you kidding me? What was the whoa? You know, they won't elaborate on it, and I'm going, I'm gonna fuck you up, you know, in my head, right? Knock the shit off. Already,
he didn't
right?
Tell me that part.
Yeah. And then I'm 6'2". I'm gonna put it there. He takes my height, and he goes, okay, 6'1". I go, no, I'm 6'2". He goes, no, you're 6'1". I go, how did I lose an inch since I've been sitting here? 6'2", put 6'2 down there. It's documented. No, Mr. Jackson, you're 6'1". And we're fighting. I go, and then he finally goes, okay, you think you're 6'2". I go, yes. Well, you keep thinking that. I'm putting 6'1". I go, you mother... So I'm already... They're stealing my inches already. I just go in there, they're stealing my inches. They're stealing me. You know, they're already doing this. First, they're putting me obesity, and there's a fat man who's shrinking by the moment. I go into the doctor's office. Oh, there's a whole different thing there. Do you have any problems? No. Do you do this? No. Do you do this? And I go, hey, doc... He goes, yes, Mr. Jackson. I have a problem. He goes, okay. I'm 6'2". And he looks at the chart. He goes, no, says here you're 6'1". Doc, 6'2". You 6'1". All right, doc, I'm not going to argue with you. I said, I'm here to do this. I'm going to get the physical thing right. And then I'm not going to go to what he found out what I did. I'm not going to go through the whole thing. But basically, by the end of the section, I swear to God, hand to God, he goes, I like what you do. Can we trade? I go, what do you mean trade? You're a doctor. You're saving lives. Yeah, but I like what you do. I go, are you nuts, doc? What about this? Am I going to die? I go, why you die? I go, well... Look, you know, the guy said I was fat. He went and looked. He goes, okay, let's look at your weight. He goes, oh. First thing out of his mouth, oh, we put you on medication. You didn't even look at my chart. You just looked at the line. Yeah, we put you on medication. I'm not going on medication. Okay, no medication for you. Why did you suggest me to go on medication when I just, well, you're on a line. I go, what line? Well, the line when we should put you on medication and the line that you don't. I said, how about if I just work out and exercise? He goes, that'd be good. I go, then why are you telling me about medication? It says here that we got, swear to God, we got notice from your wife. And my wife, she said you need medication. I go, she's sending one to the receptionist that said he may need medication. What's on the thing? I go, are you kidding me? I need no medication. He goes, okay, we do blood work there. Yeah, it's just a simple thing. Medicated. Not going to work. Good morning, beautiful. Good morning, Miss Lisa.
Got some medication. You could have sent it to me, and I could give Sebastian some. Sebastian needs Valium really bad.
He needs Valium really bad. He needs to be fixed. He needs to be fixed. That's what Sebastian needs. He needs fixed. He's a little hyper. That's what he needs. Good morning, Miss Lisa.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing good.
Did you get the picture that I sent you, Brian?
Huh? Oh, I didn't get it.
Did you get the picture that I just sent you?
No, is that where the dog eating? Talk to Miss Lisa because my phone's in back. Hold on. Say hello to Miss Lisa.
Hey, Miss Lisa.
How you doing, Ellen?
Yeah, I've got a rambunctious puppy.
That is not a puppy. That's a bear that she has. That's a grown-ass bear. I didn't think he was that big. My God, that's a big dog.
Well,
you
have to realize, Brian, okay, he's part pit, part Great Dane, and part Blue Heeler.
Yeah, that dog's about 5 feet tall. He is not a puppy. And that cat.
And he's only 6 months old.
Yeah, you're going to have to get a backyard for this.
He's going to get bigger.
Yeah, you're going to have to get a backyard for this dog.
I've got a backyard. But you know what? I got to send him to obedience school or something because he's scared to go outside because he was almost attacked by dogs that were down the street. And now he's scared to go outside.
He's a pit, for God's sake.
Give him some time.
Tell him to grow some puppy balls. Yeah, give him some time.
Really? You sound like Rudy. You need to train him. You need to hurry up and train him. Really? Okay, that's like telling a child to get potty trained overnight, Rudy.
Well, what you do is you get a towel, play with him, go like, snap him in the puppy balls, and he'll be fine. You're babying your dog, and he's behaving like your cat because you're babying that dog. You rough him up a little bit, get tough, boy, because out in the real world, they're gonna bite you. You need to wrestle with your dog, play with your dog, throw a ball at your dog, and let him play like a dog.
Aaron and I play with him all the time.
Okay, all right. I'm sure you'll do well.
He's got strong ass jaws because I got him these teething rings and I got him a little rope tire.
Right.
And you know, I played tug of war with him all the time, and he almost yanked my arm out of the socket the other day trying to pull it away from me.
Yeah, they will lock on you. Can you imagine if men had the same kind of thing that you could be doing their oral sex and their jaws locked? Can you imagine that? That could be painful. But we're going to get to Katie Kirk right now. We're going to take a little break. But TikTok, I want you to listen to this. So TikTok, Ellen's trying to get me on TikTok. I know everybody's on TikTok, and I should be on TikTok. But here's a story on TikTok, of what's going on in TikTok. And then we're going to get to our main story. But listen to this. This is really, really crazy. I think this is TikTok. Here we go.
It's something we all feel. Burnout from never being able to fully unplug. But imagine if social media was your job. Here's Nightline's Ashin Singh.
Brooklyn Webb isn't your typical teen.
Looks like a trending dance right now.
If you open up TikTok, you're likely to see her on the For You page, racking up hundreds of thousands, even millions of views.
What is it about TikTok that you like?
I think what everyone liked, including myself, was just the random possibility of a video or yourself blowing up just out of complete nowhere, literally overnight. You could go from 10 views to 10 million views.
With 9.8 million followers, Brooklyn is known for her cosplaying, lip syncing, and videos on body positivity.
I'm not bloated. I literally just have a stomach, and that's A-OK.
I was posting like 5 to 7 times a day. I started to see a little bit of success kind of creep up.
Pulling back the curtain, beyond the princess costumes and carefree dance moves, you'll find a much darker reality.
It definitely felt like I was literally just spending time on TikTok, like I wasn't doing anything else. Either I was getting ready and filming videos, eating, or I was scrolling through TikTok looking for my ideas for the next day. Like, it was just complete burnout.
Young content creators who are pursuing lucrative social media careers are now finding it difficult to keep up with the ever-changing nature of these platforms, where you can be trending one day and lose relevance the very next.
When the currency of the social media platform is attention, it puts a lot of pressure on the content creators to constantly be posting new material so that they can generate that attention, more followers, more likes. Where's the ceiling? When is it enough followers? When is it enough engagement? Given the fact that there's always the possibility to generate more popularity, it's potentially infinite.
From up-and-comers to more seasoned creators, no one is immune.
For creators that are struggling with this idea of like, oh, I got to post something else this week, I got to post something else today, every single day, every hour, that's exhausting. Of course you'll have burnout.
We're in such a world of instant gratification like no other, and it's such an endless toxic cycle.
Tell me about that sort of mentality, that need to sort of feed the engagement and feed your followers.
It definitely was an addicting feeling. I had to keep going and going because I didn't want to take a break, because then just one day off, that's a day of engagement gone.
So the mental health definitely does take a backseat for you.
Yeah.
The constant grind of turning out post after post can leave these creators feeling anxious, exhausted, and burnt out.
I think I have at some points where days that I just like laid in bed all the time, I straight deleted the app, turned off my phone, and said good night.
That exhaustion, symptomatic of a pandemic-induced anxiety that's sweeping the country. A recent survey has shown that younger generations are most affected by burnout, with 59% of millennials and 58% of Gen Zers saying they've experienced burnout this year.
The vulnerability is going to be particularly for younger content creators. They don't have that separation between offline and online selves. And if your digital device is your primary source of income, that's not work-life balance if you're trying to enjoy a meal or go for a walk with your dog and all of a sudden now you're thinking about content that you can create for your platform.
The number one reason for my burnout was not having any security long term. You know, there are times where I think, oh my God, what am I going to be doing in 5 or 10 years? Today, I wanted to bring you along with me.
In 2011, Alicia Marie dropped out of college to pursue YouTube full time, a career that's led her to just over 8 million subscribers and more than 195 million views on her main channel alone. Most famous for her back-to-school fashion videos, the former film major took on every aspect of production, all by herself, for 10 years.
Uploading twice a week, filming, editing, brainstorming every single day. There were multiple sleepless nights. Definitely a lot of all-nighters. It was just this crazy cycle, and I was exhausted, but I loved it.
That feat, feeding her fatigue.
I started resenting it, but I was literally at lunch with my sister, and I text my manager, I think I need to take a break. Then I start shaking, then I start crying, have a full-on panic attack, and I was thinking, if this is how I'm reacting to just simply saying I think I need to take a break, it's bad, and it's real. Yeah. Ah! Oh my God, I feel weird. Literally feel so weird right now. I need to take a break from this channel.
In 2018, Alicia Marie decided to hit pause.
Up until this point, I honestly had never seen a creator actually take a break successfully. A whole bunch of creators had taken a break, but to be very blunt, everyone saw them as now irrelevant.
Oh, man. Like, I'm not proud of what I'm uploading on this channel.
The lesson learned from her two-month-long break, not being afraid to ask for help. Alicia later hiring an editor and an assistant to help with the day-to-day production process.
My biggest advice to people is honestly being in tune with who you are and having a good support system around you, because it is very tricky and it is a business and it's naive to ignore that. I think I've learned that a little more about quality over quantity.
No break. Yeah, yeah, no break.
For creators like illusionist Zach King, whose popularity has spanned multiple platforms over the years, from YouTube to Instagram, the now defunct Vine to TikTok, sometimes taking a step back is the best way to move forward.
It's really setting boundaries. Maybe your phone's off after 5 p.m. Maybe you're not on it. I think there's a lot of benefits of having your audience right there at the fingertips, but also it can be pretty destructive if that's what you're always thinking about creating for. In real life, we look normal.
Is that key to having a sustainable social media career? Putting creativity above the cloud.
When we go in our production meeting, for me, mentally, I'm like, if this week we're not creating something that it's interesting, like, why are we spending time doing that? Mm-hmm. Why are we all taking the time to commute here and build these sets just to, you know, feed the beast?
What's the advice for young creators who are feeling that burnout?
I would re-question why you're doing it. I think if you're in it to chase numbers or followers, you're going to get tired.
The past 2 years, I've really been trying to cater to my audience instead of growing my audience. If I focus on the little family that I've built and people notice and want to come in, then amazing.
But for Brooklyn, who's fairly new to her digital fame, being numb to the numbers is easier said than done.
Yeah, I wish that views weren't everything, and they're not everything as much anymore to me, but at the same time, it's my job. I should be working and striving to continue growing a platform.
Do you think about the end of this?
I mean, a little bit. I mean, right now it's still alive and thriving, and I still have every opportunity to make it into anything I want. But at the same time, it's always in the back of my mind, like, okay, when should I start looking towards other things?
Our thanks to Ashen.
It's your job. You're posting stupid videos on TikTok. Stupid, stupid, stupid. But they're getting 80 million views and everything.
You know what? Don't be so quick to judge, Brian, because these people, they get big-time sponsors, and they get paid a lot of money.
I know they do, don't they? These people are on YouTube and everything like that. Well, if you are going to get, if you are on social media like me.
I mean, look,
Ellen,
I'm going to tell you three.
Miss Lisa.
What?
Yeah.
What? What would you say about me?
I'm just saying social media burnout, but go ahead what you're saying.
No, I'm going to tell you three people that Aaron watches right now that are really, really popular. Okay, one is Markiplier. If you've ever heard of Five Nights at Freddy's, it's a video game. And he got known for going online, and he reviews these video games, and he actually plays them. He records himself playing them, and he got a big following. And he's got big
you
sponsors.
You know what I'm going to do? I got a video game.
Huh?
I'm going to record myself playing this game today, right after the show. And
okay.
It's the most boring, no.
You know,
and I'm going to send it to you. You tell me if that's entertaining.
No, why don't you go on StreamYard like you said you were going to and start doing it live?
Because
like
I use
that
racial language. Because I use my language. I use the racial language.
Okay.
I'm in war. I'm in Vietnam.
Right
and
now, Brian, do you really think that these players that Aaron watches, they're not politically correct, and they're not. They have potty mouths.
Yeah. Well, you're gonna see me with my.
Any different?
I will, because I wear loose shorts and no underwear, so you see my sack hanging out a lot.
What?
How long? You've been talking to me for 20 years, and for 10 years, and it's always like, oh God. There's not an old guy that goes by.
Because you always, you know.
I'm being comfortable. I don't want anything between me and my games. It's El Natural, baby. And here it is right here. If you think you're getting, here's how you can avoid getting burnt out on social media. And then guess what? Hey, guess who's going to make his debut again? Hammer, the Angry Comic. Stay tuned for that. That's one of Lisa's favorite comics. But listen to this. If you're going to avoiding social media burnout, here it is. I'm going back to George Stephanopoulos.
Oh, God.
We're now saying they feel it. From too much time online, they're feeling tipped enough to put our phones down more often. Gosh, I'm seeing this here with this. We're going to move on now to social media burnout. Even some of the biggest influencers now saying they feel it from too much time online, so they're sharing tips about how to put our phones down more often. Ashan Singh is here with the story. Good morning, Ashan.
Morning, George. And a recent study showing that young adults who use more than 300 minutes of social media per day were almost three times as likely to become depressed within 6 months. So we checked in with some of social media's experts and influencers to see how they're dealing with anxiety and burnout.
This morning, executives from TikTok, YouTube, and Snapchat are set to testify on Capitol Hill at a hearing on the safety of social media for kids.
The issue, gaining the spotlight after the Wall Street Journal reported on Facebook's internal research that found its Instagram app could be harmful to a teenager's mental health.
Oh, for God.
They're oftentimes seeking validation, identity formation based on what they're posting on social media platforms.
So this is a good video, but...
For 17-year-old influencer Brooklyn Webb, with over 9.8 million followers on TikTok, social engagement online has taken an emotional toll.
It definitely was an addicting feeling, and I had to keep going and going because I didn't want to take a break, because then just one day off, that's a day of engagement gone.
So the mental health definitely does take a backseat for you.
Yeah. I think I have at some points where it's days that I just, like, laid in bed all the time. I straight deleted the app, turned off my phone, and said, good night.
A recent survey has shown that younger generations are most affected by burnout these days, with 59% of millennials and 58% of Gen Zers saying they've experienced burnout this year. And experts say social media and screen time are to blame.
This is my vlog camera.
According to seasoned influencers like Alicia Marie, with over 10 million combined followers on YouTube and Instagram, the secret to avoiding social media burnout is not complicated. It all boils down to using it a lot less.
I was so sure that people were going to be mad. I got a lot of comments of people being like...
Okay.
I can't take it anymore. I can't hear. I can't listen to a person talk like that. Okay, they're going to get mad. Shut up. And this is what they're blaming Facebook. No, does it bother you? I mean, I don't understand. Like, come on. Like, okay, come on. Really?
That belly girl
voice.
Oh,
doesn't it drive you crazy? Doesn't it really? It just drives you crazy. And see, this is what they're blaming Facebook about. Like, Facebook is damaging the teenagers. Like, are you freaking kidding me? Are you freaking kidding me? Facebook is just a platform. The people who are driving you crazy are the people on Facebook. Your peers. People. Those are the toxic thing. Without people, I go on Facebook at 3 in the morning sometimes. Nobody's typing at 3 in the morning.
When you should be sleeping.
When I should be sleeping, I know. But nobody's typing at 3 in the morning. I'm reading shit from old shit from yesterday. Meaning, Facebook is not, Brian's on. I'm just going to type shit so you keep him awake. Hey, Brian, how you doing? Would you like to buy this? What the fuck? Facebook. Yeah, I friend you. Facebook is not doing that. And I'm trying to tell you, we're going to transition to this, and I'll say this again. Here's the story. You know, regular people have to start speaking up, please, people. Because here's the major story. The reason Facebook is under attack is the Donald Trump era. Donald Trump started complaining that Facebook and other conservatives are saying that Facebook is not giving them the proper attention.
Proper platform for them to complain and bitch.
And they're complaining and bitching, and then Donald Trump started putting misinformation on there, and the Democrats started to respond saying, oh, that's harmful to me, and they started losing election. This is not a people thing, people. Your lawmakers, the fucking Democrats and the fucking Republicans, are trying to regulate Facebook and put in your head that it's damaging. Facebook is not damaging. These lawmakers are afraid they're going to lose their job because somebody's going to put something that's not true on Facebook and they lose a vote. This is what this is about. This is not about you and your mental health. This is what it's really about.
Hallelujah.
It's my phone. Oh, Ellen, you like this. It's going to be a live. Should I do a live call? Is a spam call? Should I do it live on the air?
Yeah.
Okay. Hello.
Oh, hi. This is David with the Wagon Manifest. How are you doing today? Doing good?
This is David from where?
I'm calling you from American Benefits.
American.
The reason of this.
Yeah.
The reason of my call is to inform you that we are providing free information on final expense plan. So I'm pretty sure that you're between the ages of 50 to 80, right?
Okay.
So you're residing in California with zip code 91206,
right, sir? Yes.
Okay, and I have your first name, like...
I'm sorry, say again?
Okay. So may I know, sir, your exact age, like how old are you?
Right. But go on. I'm listening to what you have to say. You're giving me a questionnaire, and I'm really busy. What are you selling?
As I told you, sir, I mentioned in the call, like final expense plan. Well, I'm not selling that right now. We are just providing you free information. You can check it out.
You want my – okay, well, go ahead. Hurry up because I only got a couple of minutes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, like, may I know how old are you, sir?
Well, I'm 48.
Well, actually, we just
called. What? No, wait, hold on. Are you there? My dad's here. My dad's 69. You need to speak to my dad?
Yes.
Well, what is he looking? I gotta tell him. What is he looking for? You're trying to help him with health benefits or something?
This is regarding final expense plan. We are just providing you the free information. You can check it out and discuss it with your family. If you found something suitable for yourself, only then you can reach us back.
All right,
okay?
All right. Let me. Okay, hold on, hold on. My dad's right here. Hold on, okay? You want to talk to him?
Okay.
He's 69.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. One second. Let me get him. Let me see if I can pull this off. Hold on. Who? Who?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Oh, you gotta speak a little louder. I can barely hear you. I'm on the telephony. Who is this?
Sir, I just recognized you. I talked to you before.
What? You didn't talk to me. Listen, son. You better stop. You got any young chicks over there? I haven't been laid in a year. Hello, sonny. What's going on?
Such kind of person like you make our day, sir.
I make today. Okay, goodbye. You're a young boy.
Yeah.
I hope you sell some shit. You sell some good shit. All right.
Well, actually, it was a tough time being for me, and I was getting really bored, and you make me laugh right now.
Oh, glad to see that happen. So, well, you know what? You have a good day.
Yeah.
You have a good day now.
Okay, you too have a good day. Bye-bye.
All right. Come on, pal. Oh, boy. What am I making that telemarketer? You're making me laugh. What the hell is that? Ellen, am I still in line? Lisa, everybody left me.
No,
nice
I'm on
day.
Mute.
I was having...
I'm on mute.
Okay.
I'm on
okay.
mute.
Okay.
I'm listening.
I was having a bad day. You made me laugh. Thank you.
You did say that.
I know. What can
Lisa,
I do?
This is the same guy. You didn't disguise your voice very well.
I need some time to study. You know what I mean? Improv, old voice. I need a little time. So anyway, they're going under. Come on, I improv them. You know, you need to laugh. Okay, I'm gonna give you. It's time for this to the comic. You want to hear the comic? No, not yet. Not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet. Do you know that this year? Will be this year in Thanksgiving feast will be the biggest, most expensive dinner you're going to have this year. Did you know that? That's what they're saying. This Thanksgiving is going to be.
Yeah,
going to be the most.
Because everything is sitting in the ocean in California, stuck on cargo
ships.
Yeah.
Ellen, did you hear my call?
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
You made me laugh, so. You made me laugh. I had a bad day. I'm not supposed to make you mad, motherfucker.
No.
It's the same guy. Oh, man. Now I have to block his number. He's my only audience that I made laugh. Nobody laughs at the comic. This year, your Thanksgiving feast will cost you a lot of money. Listen to this. Nearly every ingredient from the turkey to the after-dinner coffee is expected to cost more. And the most expensive thing that you're going to spend is the turkey. The turkey is going way up. And this is what it is.
You can get a turkey, Brian.
And you're absolutely right.
You're
absolutely right.
I mean, they're telling people, okay, if you want to have a Thanksgiving dinner and a Christmas dinner and you want to have Christmas gifts to put underneath your Christmas tree, you better start your damn ass shopping now.
Right. That's what they're saying. Thanksgiving 2021 could be the most expensive meal in the history of the holiday. They're talking about this person. Her name is Caroline. She's already stashing canned pumpkin in the kitchen of her Chicago apartment, where she finds some for under a dollar. She recently spent almost $2 more for vanilla. She'll need to bake pumpkin bread and other desserts for various Friendsgiving, whatever the fuck that is. Matthew, who we don't know and don't give a fuck about, he paid 20% more this month than he did last year for the 25 pasture-raised turkeys he plans to roast at the Hive. So, bottom line, you guys are paying more money. Nearly every component of the traditional American Thanksgiving dinner, from the disposable aluminum turkey roasting pan to the coffee and pie, will cost more this year, according to the agricultural economists. There you go. Major food companies like Nestle and Procter & Gamble have already warned consumers to brace for more price increases. Last year, cost of Thanksgiving dinner for 10 was the lowest it has been since 2010, according to the American Farm Bureau. But because of the pandemic, fewer people bought for big gatherings, and turkey prices were kept low to entice the shoppers. This year, turkey prices are likely to hit record high, and the cost of many foods have jumped sharply. Food's going to be up 4.6% from a year ago. Prices for meat, poultry, fish, and eggs are going to soar to 10.5% more. Weeks before the holiday feast, which is now, home cooks have started shopping, hoping to get ahead of the shortage and price creep. So we got to do it now, but you can't shop this early, because how long can a turkey stay in a freezer? Not until next month. How long? I mean, when do you start shopping?
I mean, you know, as long as it doesn't, as long as you don't thaw it out, a turkey will be good for like 6 months in a freezer.
Well, really?
I mean,
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I mean, and you're only looking at 2 months for a turkey. So you get a turkey for Thanksgiving and you get a turkey for Christmas if that's what you're going to have. And they'll still be good as long as they don't thaw out.
Mm.
Right.
I didn't know that. Okay, good tip. Thank you, Miss. Thank you, Ellen. Thank you, Miss Lisa. They said right now, it says, for many cooks, the biggest expense will be the turkey. By the end of the year, market analyst says prices per pound will likely surpass the record, Department of Agriculture. The benchmark price for turkeys is $1.36 set in 2015. So they charge you for the pound, don't they? Like, I don't know how
they charge you by pound. If you get a 20-pound turkey, if you get a 20-pound turkey, you're looking at about $25.
Yeah, but that turkey lasts a long ass time, doesn't it? Gobble gobble, baby baby. It does,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, and they're talking about, you know, they had somebody come on, at least around here locally. I mean, we have a couple of big stores like Langenstein's and Rouse's and a couple other stores, and they were saying that they don't even have half of their inventory that they usually get at this time of year for people to start shopping for their holiday dinners. And they said that, you know, the turkeys and everything are going to be a lot smaller and they're going to be a lot more expensive.
Okay. Yeah, that's what they're saying here, that toilet paper is going to run off the shelves, meat and all that bullshit is going to be running off the shelves. It says here the turkey is going to be more expensive largely because of the price of corn, which is most commercial turkeys that feed on. So the corn is high, the turkeys eat the corn, and then you eat the turkey. And it's going to be high.
And it's all because one thing is because of COVID, people don't want to go back to work. They have a shortage of truck drivers. They have a shortage of dock workers. Nobody wants to go back to work because you're sitting back collecting that fat unemployment check and that fat stimulus check.
Right.
But how would that end it, though, Ellie? How would that end it, though?
Some unemployment, like...
I know for sure that Louisiana ended, some other states ended. I don't know what state is still doing unemployment, but...
No, they
a lot
they
of
brought
people
it
were
back.
Off of unemployment.
They brought it back to Louisiana because of Hurricane Ida.
Okay. Well, when they kicked the people off, they made them start over again. And if they didn't have a job in between time while they were supposedly collecting unemployment, I don't know how that was possible. But from what I was told, you don't get back on unemployment unless you were working through 2020-21. And that was not possible if you're sitting on unemployment. So those who got kicked off July, this past July, wasn't able to get back on. So
mm-hmm. And you also have to realize, Ms. Lisa? You also have to realize, okay, that they're giving every month, I don't know how long it's going to last, every month they're giving families that child tax credit. Every
okay,
month they're
true.
Getting that.
Yeah, didn't that
that's
stop,
true.
Though? I thought this was the last month. No, it's supposed to be until November, right? Or, no, do December. Do December, and then it's supposed to stop, right?
Yeah.
Somewhere like that.
Well,
but it is, yeah, they put
goes,
everybody.
It's not reoccurring, so whoever's
right.
getting this money, that is single
right.
people are getting did up. Like nothing,
right.
not a zero deal.
Right. Well, it's going to be rough. Get your bird now. Flip the bird, and you'll be fine.
See,
let me come back.
That's a problem for me because I don't have any room in my freezer for any turkey.
I don't either. I don't have any room in my freezer either to put a big-ass turkey in there, a big-ass bird. And I don't know how many pounds per people. Like, for instance, this Thanksgiving is going to be me and Cindy, so I'm not buying a 20-pound bird, and I don't want a Popeye. So I think a 10-pound bird probably good at. So how many pounds per person? What is the how many serving pounds per person is good that you should buy your bird? About a pound.
They have 5 to 8 pound turkeys. That would be
I think
good
it's
for you,
good
and Cindy.
Right, I think 8 pound, 10 pound turkey is good for us. I think that's it. How about a family
yeah,
of four?
I mean,
I would say 20, 25. Yeah.
They have a 10 or a 15-pound turkey for a family of four.
Do they really?
You know,
they must eat like little birds.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I mean, you know, last year and the year before, the turkeys, you know, the 10 to 15-pound turkeys were big, you know. But the turkey, if you have leftovers, you can take it off the bone and you can freeze it, and you can freeze the turkey neck and – you know, use it for soup and everything. And you can do, you know, turkey hash.
Yeah.
And you can do turkey divan, you know,
yeah.
with the broccoli and.
Yeah, I get high with the tryptophan.
And you can do turkey noodle soup instead
yeah.
of chicken noodle soup.
Turkey,
you can do turkey noodle.
Turkey jerky.
Turkey.
I like turkey jerky. Hmm? With a little teriyaki in there.
Mm-hmm.
When we come back, you're not going to believe, what the fuck is Katie Couric in the news for? You're not going to believe what she's in the news for. She has a book, Katie Couric. Also, when we come back, you're not going to believe this bullshit. Let's see, where he did this story. Tom Brady, the talk of the town, what he did Sunday, you know, is going to blow you away. And this fan, yo,
well,
people
I know
are stupid.
I know what he did Sunday.
Yeah, these people, but don't give it away. These people are stupid, stupid. How stupid are you? See, you know, nice people, bless you, nice people should not be on this planet. Nice people get screwed. They get screwed up the ass. The first person
well,
in prison that gets screwed
me,
up the ass
somebody,
are nice people.
Somebody blasted him for what he did?
Well, you're not going to believe this. Tom blasted him for what he did. Even Tom said he was the guy he should have done something different, because nice people always get reamed up.
Oh wait,
butt.
maybe we're not talking about
yes,
talking
we are.
About the
yes,
same
we
thing.
Yes, we are. Yes, you are. I'm just teasing it differently. You know what I mean? You're
okay.
used to the regular foreplay, and I just went behind you and go, little pokey pokey. I didn't expect that, did you?
Okay.
I'm just teasing it a little differently. You're not going to believe it. Even Tom Brady says, I don't believe this. And what happened to him Sunday? You're listening to Hammer Radio Network, 97.7. 106.7 BT Radio. We got Ellen J in the studio and the lovely Miss Lisa. Ellen's lovely too. Ellen and the lovely lady and Miss Lisa. I know. I just got used to you being an executive producer. So and Lisa's a guest. I got to remember you're still a guest. So the lovely Ellen J and the lovely Lisa, come on in the studio. The number is, I want to make a real call, 319-527-6099. That's the number to get you in the studio. I'm still mad at the LGBTQ community, the bullshit of LGBTQ. There was a story, I tried to reach them last week. Do you remember why I wanted to call the queers? Do you remember why? There is a reason why I wanted to call them. It was something, they got after my comedian. Help me out, Lisa. Chappelle.
Dave Chappelle.
Give me the queers, Ellen. Give me the queer number, and I'll call them during the thing. It's been a long time since we made a live call. Give me the queers. I'm calling the queers. I'm mad at them.
They have a lot.
One after my Dave Chappelle, and the transgender, those transgenders, terrorists. Mad at them. So. It's been a long time since we did a live call. It's a long time since we did it, and I used to have fun with it. So when we go back, we're calling the queers, the LGBTQ people. They're upset that Dave Chappelle used the words transgender when a transgender tried to hug him, and he says, hey, back away. Remember your spacing. And then they tried to walk out on him on Netflix, and the transgender community went crazy and tried to boycott him just because he doesn't agree with – he made a transgender joke. I'm saying, come on, chill out, queers. What's wrong with you? Stop it. I'm going to tell the queers to chill out. Sick and tired of you queers running around with your sprinkle dust. So we're going to, Ellen, if you can give me that number when we get back, that'd be cool. And we're going to talk about Katie Couric and Tom, and what Tom Brady said. Even this guy, Tom Brady, can't believe this guy, what happened to him Sunday. You're listening to Hammer Net Radio Network, and we'll be right back. Is this my phone? Let me see. Nope. You don't like that song, do you? She doesn't. She hates that song. She hates that song. My phone's theme is Born to Be Wild. As all right, we'll be right back after. What is your favorite song, Miss Lisa? I'll play it right now. What is your favorite song?
I like all kinds of songs. Play anything, Brian. I like a lot of songs.
Did you say California knows how to party? What a coincidence.
One of AJR songs. I forget the name of it. AJR. I'm trying to remember the name of it. One of their songs.
Okay, I'll play it right now. California Knows How to Party, and request by Miss Lisa. We'll be right back. Stay with us. There's going to be a lot of stuff going on right now. We're going to talk about Brady. I'm gonna make a live call to the queers. They love us. We'll be right back.
The track hits your eardrum like a slug to your chest. Like a vest for your Jimmy in the city of sex. We in that sunshine state where the bomb ass pimps be. The state where you never find a dance floor empty and pimps be. On a mission for them greens. Lean, mean, money making machines serving fiends. I've been in the game for 10 years making rap tunes. Ever since Honeys was wearing Sassoon. Now it's 95 and they clock me and watch me. Diamond shining, looking like a Rob Liberace. It's all good. To the bay. Your city is the bomb if your city making pain. Throw up a finger if you feel the same way. Straight putting it down for California, yeah.
California, 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 California.
going to talk, get to our main story right now. We're going to talk about Katie Couric, and then we're going to talk about what happened to Tom Brady over Sunday. But first, with popular demand, Ellen, did you give me the number to the queers? Oh, she must have me.
Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on.
While you do
messenger.
That, well, okay.
Huh?
While you do that, I want you, because I had to switch to my headphone. And what I want you to do is put it in my messenger, please, because you're always good at that. And tell everybody
mm-hmm.
what you're doing on your products and everything, and get it before Christmas. While you do that, and I can put on my headphones.
Yeah.
And
right now,
you're on. I'm putting
okay,
on my headphones.
Body Shop at Home. Body Shop at Home. You've heard of the Body Shop. They're located in malls and everything. They have skincare, makeup, perfume. Well, they went into direct sales, and you can get it from a direct salesperson. But right now, through October 31st, we have 20% off all skincare. So you can go to my website, you know, message me. You can email me at ellenjohnsonceo@gmail.com, and I will give you the link to an open party that I have going on until the 31st of this month. I also have Java Mama. If you like cocoa, coffee, tea, latte, and we also have spices, and we have the accessories that you need to brew a good cup of tea and a good cup of coffee. So we have all those accessories. My Java Mama website is javamama.com/LNJCEO. And if you like candles and, well, actually not candles, but Scentsy, we have the wax bars and we have the warmers that don't use any flame at all. So you can go to my Scentsy website, lnjceo.scentsy.us, and that is my Scentsy website. And I have a party going on there until November 3rd. And that's just a couple of the things that I'm doing. So if you want to find out everything I'm doing, like I said, you can email me.
There you go. Can you hear me, Ellen?
Mm-hmm. Yep, I can
okay.
hear you. Okay.
I didn't get the number.
Hold on.
But, okay, you said
hold
go
on.
Ahead.
Let
so
me, let me put
support
it.
Ellen because she left the show as my executive producer. She said, F you. I could do better without you. And I said, okay, well, come on when you can and help me with the show. She's happy that she can come on once in a while. But I do support her business. And she has some good products. She's going to put it in my – and there it is. And I'm going to call – and it's called Ellen's Gift and More. There you go. She gives you a gift.
Okay,
you always want more.
It's in your messenger.
Okay. We're going to make a live call here. Last time we didn't succeed because I couldn't find the keypad. And Ellen will describe what happens when we make a live call, because we haven't done it in a while. Maybe it's been a year since we made a live call. But anyway.
Yeah.
Ellen,
these live
please
calls,
give it. Exactly.
These live calls, they can go wrong or they can go right. they can head south really quick.
Oh, yeah.
So, yep. So Brian has no idea what he's. Yeah, they're not scripted. He has no idea what he's going to say, even after they pick up the phone on the other end.
You know, it, you're right, because, you know, when it phone rings, I have no idea until they pick up what I'm going to say. I swear to God, we're not scripted. We're not doing that. I have an idea what I want to talk about, but it's just the buildup of that phone ringing and you're live on the air. You know what I mean? Well, I'm going to make a call right now. Thank you, Ellen. And we're calling the queers. And I'm going to voice my opinion on them going after Dave Chappelle. And here we go.
I'm going to mute myself.
Mute. Uh-oh. Wait a minute. I lost it. Wait. 732. I'm not hearing anything. Okay. All right. So I have to do it again, but... It says I could end the call, but hold on, Ellen. I'm going to have to end the call. I think I'm live on the air. If I'm live on the air, somebody tell me if I am. Anybody?
Yeah, you're live.
Okay.
Yeah,
you know what's weird about this? What's weird about this? Because I called the show, and I'm connected. So I don't know if I can make another call where I'm connected. And Ellen, how did we do this? Let me see. Because I'm connected to the show right now, so how can I make another call? We used to do this all the time, didn't we? Ellen? All right.
Maybe yeah, you were always making calls. I don't know what's wrong.
Well,
maybe Blog Talk changed things.
I don't know, because it says I'm connected to this call. I wonder if I can still make the call again. Okay, read me the number. Let's see what happens. Let me see if I can.
Okay, hold on.
Okay. Because I'm still connected, how did I make the other call? Let me test this mic. Here's my setting. What's this?
Hold on.
Okay.
Okay, the number's 212.
Okay, hold on. Let me see if I can do it. Yes.
620-7310.
Missed call. So I think they took that button away where I can make the calls, Ellen? Yeah. I would have to end this call to make the call. I wonder. Oh, yeah. I'm going to end.
Uh-oh. Ms. Lisa, are you there?
Yeah, I was thinking, could you call the number and it be on like a three-way?
No, because I've tried. I can't make three-way calls while I'm on the show. I've tried doing it with my phone.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Just wondering. Well, I'm muted because I'm back at Uber.
Okay.
So,
do you guys hear me on this call? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I can't do it, Ellen. I thought I could do it. I don't know how we did it with the dial phone before, but we used to make the calls. That is just really weird.
Like I said, maybe Blog Talk changed everything.
I guess so. You know, maybe I can make the call with my phone. What do you think? How did it sound? Did you guys hear my phone when that telemarketer called me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
it
was clear.
Let's do it that way. Hold on. Okay, I'm going to unplug myself here. Am I still on the air?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm gonna call on my phone and put it on speaker. It's a lovely phone, by the way. Love this phone. All right. Ready? Ellen, you're going to have to give me the number again.
Okay.
Hold on. Okay. Ready.
It's 212.
Uh-huh.
620-7310.
7310. Hopefully you can hear this. Let's see if you can. Hold on.
My last name. If this is an emergency,
can you hear
please
it?
Hang up and dial 911. For information
can
about
hear
our
it?
Reopening process, please press 1. For adult, youth, or
anybody,
family
can
services,
I hear it? Can you hear this?
Yeah, I can hear it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
2. For accounts receivable and user group payments, press 3. For accounts payable, press 4.
Okay.
For press and media inquiries, press 5. For directions and building hours, press 6.
I'm going to hit 0.
To replay this message, press the...
I'm hitting 0.
Thank you for calling the center. How may I help you?
Yes. Is this the LGBTQ or LGBQ center?
Yep. This is I'm in Manhattan. Yes.
Okay. Can I speak to Els? Never mind. Listen, the reason I'm calling you is because I'm kind of concerned. I am bi. Thank you.
Okay.
But I am a big fan of Dave Chappelle, and I'm really upset about the transgender community going after my favorite comedian because he made a little joke. I mean, I just want to know, it hurt me very badly, and I talked to my other friends who are queers, and I like to know, how does the LGBTQ community stand by this? Don't we stand by free speech and let people be who they are? Because if we go after...
Just give me 1 second.
Okay, 1 sec. I'll just play the Village People while you... I'm holding. Yes, hello.
So sorry, I just had to ask.
It's okay.
Yeah, so I hear you. I hear you about that. So, did you just want to vent or express your concern?
I just want to vent. I just want to vent because I'm very disappointed. I mean, oh my God. It's like I go to the protest and everything and I fight for our rights. And when I see the community attack somebody just making a joke, oh, my God, you know, I get a little upset. And I just want to know what you guys stand for because I don't believe the gay community is against Chappelle. He's one of my faves.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. Unfortunately, I'm just a front desk person.
Right.
Here at the center, I can't speak on that.
Right.
But what I can do is I can transfer you to our communications and media team. They're the folks who kind of deal with this stuff.
Yeah, I mean, if I really want to be put on hold, I'll talk to my friend Bruce. You know how that goes, girlfriend. But you know what I'm trying to say is that I'm really upset. I'm just, oh my God. I mean, we need to relax a little. You know what I'm saying? I mean, have you ever listened to Chappelle? I mean, Chappelle is just my fave.
Unfortunately, I think he's the guy who's in the Lady Gaga movie.
Yeah, girl. Oh, bitch, you know he is. And that's one man that I like to, you know, that hot chocolate. Ooh, drip down my lips and call me Mammy. But you know what I'm saying? We just need to chill out. It's nice talking to you. What's your name?
Cool.
Yeah.
Was there anything else that I can help you with today?
No, you helped me a lot. I'll be thinking about you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye,
bitch. All right, here you go.
Brian, you are a hot mess. Oh, my God. You is a mess.
Oh, my God.
And
I have no idea what I'm going to say. That's why Ellen says, I'm going to mute myself because this shit is going to go sideways real fast.
Yeah, and not to mention the fact that the trash truck was coming down the road, and Sebastian decided that he was going to start barking.
Oh, okay. I'm glad you muted me. Well, how did I do with the live call? What do you think?
We're not doing
really
one in a long time.
Yeah, I think you did really, really good. That was,
did
that
I do
was
good?
Good. I think you got a little excited, but I think that was
out of there.
Okay.
Get out of there.
I know. It's so hard when you improv with a real person. You don't want to go so over the top. It's like, okay, bye, bitch.
No.
You like the chocolate, hot chocolate.
And he didn't say nothing. Like, I'm your bitch. I could be your bitch. I mean, he didn't say don't call me bitch. He didn't say none of that. Which is like he didn't like dispute that he's one of the girls. He's like,
right.
Don't call me girl. He didn't say none of that.
She's a girl.
Oh, wow. Girl.
Oh, man.
Wow.
It feels so good to do one of those live calls. You know,
You know, I'm not happy. I'm happy, but I'm not happy. The Saints won last night.
I know.
But,
well, they were awful.
Will what?
They were awful.
Yeah, they could have been better, but they still won. Will Lutz is out for the rest of the season.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, because he had to have surgery on his ankle, and he just did a press release saying that, you know, something went wrong with his recovery, and now whatever it was is causing him to have to be out for the rest of the season.
Wow. It's tough. And you did a transition to sports. Here's what happened Sunday if you did not see it. Tom Brady. Tom Brady is, what is he, 44 years old and he's still playing football? Well, he did something that nobody else will ever do in football. Nobody will ever do this, ever. This will stay legendary until your great-great-great-great-grandchildren puts him in the record book forever. He threw his 600th touchdown ball. 600th. He's 44 and playing. No man's going to be 44 to play. Not in this game. This game is too brutal. This game is too fast. This game is just, this, you're not going to make it. The average person now who asked in football is like maybe 6 years if you're lucky. Nobody's going to last 20-something years playing football. That's the deal.
I've got to dispute you right there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Drew Brees retired last year. He was 43.
Right. But he did, but what I mean, okay, I mean, you're absolutely right. I mean, but he retired. Tom Brady just did the 600.
Okay, Tom Brady, you know what, Tom Brady's vain, okay? He's got to have the admiration of all his fans. After all the injuries that he's been through, he should have gave it up a couple years ago. He should have gave it up before Drew Brees. Okay,
why? The man won the Super Bowl last year. Why is he still at the prime of his game?
Yeah, he's so vain. He's got to have the admiration. He's got to be in the spotlight. He's got to be in front and center, okay?
You're saying just because he's vain that he should quit the football? He earned it.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Brian, please.
Tom, you're such a Saints fan. Tom Brady.
No, I'm just saying, okay, all the injuries that he sustained, why is he still playing football, making his body even worse?
He loves the sport. He loves football.
Yeah, Drew Brees loved the sport. Drew Brees loved the sport too, but he knew when it was time to quit.
No, Drew Brees didn't know when to quit. Drew Brees kept playing even though he had a spinal injury. He had shoulder injury.
He didn't have a spinal injury. He just had a shoulder injury and he got it fixed. But
no, he didn't.
Tom Brady. Yeah, he got his shoulder fixed.
Let me see. No. Please. Drew Brees' injuries, not just a shoulder injury. He didn't have no shoulder injury. Drew Brees' injuries. I'm going to tell you the injuries he had. It was major injuries. Drew Brees' injuries. Here we go. Here's the injuries. Brees suffered a torn labrum, a knee MCL sprain, shoulder rotator cuff, hand thumb, I think it was a hand thumb thing last year, and it hurt this year.
No, it was 2 years ago.
Rib injuries. I mean, the guy was a mess. I'm surprised he could still walk.
The rib injury came last year.
But I'm surprised he could still walk. But let's not talk about comparing him.
Google Tom Brady's injuries. I bet he's got a whole hell of a lot more injuries than Drew Brees did.
But apparently it's not. Drew Brees' injuries was so life-threatening that he had to retire from football. Brees didn't want to retire from football. He knew when it was over. He retired on his own. Brady's still there, and he won the Super Bowl last year. He loves the ball. I mean, loves football. What is going on? But anyway, let me go with the story. So he threw his 600th TD ball. Nobody's going to ever do that again in this world, ever. Nobody's ever going to do that. Now, what happened was, as he threw the touchdown ball, he threw it to a receiver. I don't have it with me. I forget his name. He made the touchdown. He got so excited that he threw the ball, or he gave the ball to a fan. He went to the stands, picked up the ball, threw it, and gave it to a fan. And then he realized, here's the story. Even Tom Brady thinks Byron Kennedy came too soon. That's the guy. So apparently the fan, his name was Byron. That's the fan. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan became an overnight sensation after he possessed and quickly relinquished Brady's 600th touchdown ball on Sunday, costing himself a small fortune. Now, let me tell you something. If he gave me the ball, if I was in the stand and that's Brady's 600th touchdown, I am not giving the ball back. There's going to be some fighting going on.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This is where nice people get fucked up the ass.
Take a picture with me and
right.
Pay me for his ball and you can have it back.
That's right. Or you give the ball to a kid and go, here, you're going to take a ball from a baby? You ain't getting the ball back, my friend.
Nope.
That ball, and as I go on with the story, you're going to realize what's going on. Even Brady said the guy caved in too soon. And it's costing this guy a small fortune. Here it is. You have to be crazy. Brady joined the Manny cast. You're going to hear it. You're going to hear it live. I mean, not live. It's on tape. The Peyton Manny and his brother Eli, they have a podcast. And they talk about this. So you'll hear it. During Monday's game between the Seattle Seahawks and New Orleans Saints, one of the first topics of discussion was the 600th touchdown ball, which had dominated the sports news cycle since Sunday. Brady thinks Kennedy should have held on to it for a little bit longer at least. Even Brady said, dude, what are you doing? Why are you giving me the ball? Even Brady said it. And Brady said, Byron lost all of his leverage. Byron realized he lost all of his leverage once he gave the ball away to Brady. He should have held it to get as much leverage as possible, meaning get as much money as possible. Peyton said, it's an amateur move. If he would have held it, he would be sitting in the Tom Brady suite for the rest of the season. It was an amateur move on his part. Now, you're not going to understand how much that ball is worth. Now, Brady's into bitcoins. Maybe he sees the future. Given a moment to collect his thoughts and possibly conclude that belittling the negotiation skills of a dude who just gave him a ball, estimated net worth at least $500,000. That ball was $500,000. Do you know how much he could have got that ball from an auction? I tell you, $2.6 million. I guarantee you he would have got that out of an auction.
That's what I was thinking.
Guaranteed.
That's what I was thinking, in the millions.
And it would be in the millions. It would change his whole life. Mm-hmm. Even $500,000 would probably change this bastard's life. So Brady felt bad saying that he should have held on it. So he felt bad. So he says Brady changed his tune, touting how it worked out for him. He also noted a previously unreported financial nugget that Kennedy got out of the transaction. So Brady gave him a Bitcoin that's worth, you're not going to believe it, $5,000. Brady gave him that for the ball. You're going to say
$65,000.
Oh, that's crazy. Yeah.
That's
nothing compared to if he would have kept that ball.
Right.
Every sports memorabilia auction house, NFL, Canton, that ball wants to go to Canton, Ohio in the Football Hall of Fame. Can you imagine just that football?
Right.
So this idiot.
Right.
And so Brady says, well, I think it worked out pretty well. Just showed what he kind of got right there
from it.
I'm also giving him a Bitcoin. That's pretty cool, right? No, Brady, it's not cool.
Wow.
He had your ball. You're going to give him a Bitcoin? Oh, that's pretty cool. No. And then Brady had the nerve to say, at the end of the day, I think he's still making out pretty well. Really, Brady? At the time Brady's admission, one Bitcoin was valued shy of $63,000. Which, yeah, that's a pretty nice haul for sitting in the right place at the right time. But again, the ball's value on a memorabilia circuit is estimated to be worth north of $500,000. So you gave the guy $63,000, and you know that ball's worth, and you know next year the ball's going to be more and more and more. It's one of those collector's items. $500,000 collectible. But the guy praised it. The guy at the auction place praised the ball, or what do you call it, valued the ball?
Appraised it.
Appraised the ball at $750,000. $750,000. This guy right now, he's probably hating himself, right? He's the nut. He's the loser of the year award of 2021. Fuck COVID. This is the loser. I mean, if you got a guy in a hospital dying of COVID, can't breathe, he'll still look at this guy and going, you fucking idiot. Loser. When speaking with Yahoo Sports, Jeff Essenberg on Sunday, that's obviously a lot more than $63,000. What else did Kennedy get? Well, what did Kennedy win, this loser? Well, he's walking away with a Bitcoin, and he has another game ball, and he's pretty happy about it. And the Bucks pledged to give Kennedy $1,000 in credit at the team store. Then he gets two autographed Brady jerseys, a Brady helmet, an autographed Evans jersey, and Evans is the football player who threw it in the and Evans game-worn cleats, and two season tickets for the rest of the season and next year. This is what the guy's getting. Two season tickets. What happens if they have a shitty season? Who wants to be there? $1,000 credit at the team store? Well, that'll probably buy you, what, four jerseys, maybe? Prayer shorts? Again, a very nice haul for showing up for a football game. Again, not a haul that can be purchased a three-bedroom home in Tampa, and that's right. If he would have sold that ball, he would have had a home in Tampa, three-bedroom home in Tampa. Kennedy wants more, and he wants one more thing. This is this low-expectation motherfucker. See, I like stupid people. I like stupid people. I cannot lie. So the guy wants one more thing from Brady. He told the NFL Network on Monday that he doesn't regret giving the ball back, but he'd like to play a round of golf with Brady. And when they asked Brady, Brady didn't even mention it. He goes, no comment. Brady's not going to play golf with you, motherfucker. What do you think, you're his best friend now? His wife, if you were his wife, let's just play a game. Let's say I was married to you, Lisa, and that happened, and then I gave the ball back. What would you do? What would you do? Are you,
pop
Alan?
You in the
what
back
would
of
you
the
do?
Head.
Oh, my God.
Pop you in the back.
Can you
of the
imagine?
Head. What were you thinking?
Yeah.
You
could have
had us.
Exactly. This is why nice people get fucked up the ass. You know the guy in prison who just got to prison? He's the guy who's screaming and his ass is bleeding because he got fucked up the ass. He's the guy saying, excuse me, sir, do you know where the restroom is? Yeah. And let me help you extract it from your body. That's the idiot that's going to get in trouble. Who would give that ball back? Hello, Joe. Good morning. Fuck you, Joe.
Hello.
Hello.
How's everybody this morning?
We're fine. You got Miss Lisa. There's Miss Lisa.
Lisa, I've missed you so much. When are you coming to Australia?
Australia.
Oh, my gosh. I love that accent. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. Oh, you love his accent, but you didn't like my old man accent. Oh, Brian. And Miss Ellen's here.
Brian, your name
here.
Is Mr. Sunshine, you know. I am.
It's
wherever
so
I go.
So much more convincing than Joe. He's so much more convincing.
Well,
Joe, you missed my live. Joe, you
missed
my live call. You missed my live call to the gay community, to the queers.
Uh-huh.
And I played the bisexual flaming man. I thought I was good.
Jesus.
I, Lisa and Ellen said it was good.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was about to volunteer to do your jokes in an Australian accent. I couldn't be any worse. But
you just love the comedian, don't you?
All right. Angry comedian's the best. Oh boy!
Oh my God! He's the best. Nobody laughs at him.
I know, that's why I like him. What were you talking about? You were talking about Brady and giving the ball back. What happened?
Well, you know the story, right?
No.
Tampa Bay was playing a game Sunday. Brady threw a pass and was a TD, but it was his 600
career TD.
Right. Nobody in the world's going to ever achieve that ever because Brady's 44. Nobody's going to last, until 44 to play like this. That will remain in sports history. Well,
true.
So he threw the pass. The other guy caught it. He got so happy that he ran to the fans and he handed the ball to someone. And then he realized what he did, and he almost had a convulsion. Brady was shocked, going, "Are you kidding me? I want that ball." It was 600. Is it 600 TD?
The fucking receiver did that?
Yeah. He got so excited, and then he went into the stands and he handed the ball to a fan.
Oh.
And everybody went nuts, even the commentators and whatever. They're saying, "Are you kidding me?"
This isn't the story that I thought you were talking about. I thought they were blasting him for something else. You know, see, so we were talking about two different things.
Okay, we were. So bottom line, Brady decided, they got the ball back, but Brady says, he made out pretty well. I gave him a big coin that was worth $65,000. He got a couple of jerseys.
Jesus.
He got a cleat sign.
Yeah.
And he got a couple of season tickets. Well, they're estimating that ball is worth close to $750,000.
Okay.
And I'm just saying, to be fair, Brady gave him a Bitcoin that was worth $65,000. I mean, who uses Bitcoin? But anyway, forget that.
Why? Oh, okay.
Joe,
he didn't know. I mean, gave the guy something.
If you had that ball, it's his 600th pass, would you give it back to Brady? I'm just asking.
Yeah, I would. I think
you,
I would.
You
I mean,
would.
All right. Yeah, or I would sell it for a lot less than something. I wouldn't know what the value would be, and I would probably know it would be a 600th career TD pass, but I'll probably give it back to Brady. And I would think that the organization would give me something in return after I gave it back, or I'm a capitalist. I might sell it back to him. So for $65,000, that's pretty cheap exchange for that ball.
I would sell it back to him, me myself, because I look at the time, me myself, I would sell it back to him for $2.5 million. I really would. No, you laugh. That ball right now, they say that ball right now, you know how much that ball is priceless to Brady. Brady has four houses, and, I mean, come on, he could afford it. That ball is worth $750,000 as is now. Can you imagine how much it's going to be worth 10 years from now? That's a collector's item,
man. A lot more. Yeah, it'd be a lot more. Yeah.
The NFL wants that ball. Think about it, Joe. The NFL would want that ball in Canter with the Hall of Fame, the NFL Hall of Fame in Canter, Ohio.
Right.
They would want that ball there. They would even bid on that motherfucker to get it from me.
That's true. Yeah.
I would get at the auction houses. Are you kidding me? Sports memorabilia? Are you freaking kidding me? You got guys who are Greeks off these big billionaires who are buying jerseys for $855 million of Muhammad Ali's shoes. Jordan's shoes just sold. His rookie shoes. How much was it? Like 322, 1.5 mil. Just recently. Jordan's.
Yeah.
Rookie tennis shoes. Can you imagine how much they would? Oh yeah, they just sold it. Let me see, Jordan. Yeah. It just sold.
I can see his rookie shoes for baseball, but not tennis shoes.
I don't know. Jordan tennis shoes. Jordan shoes. You're gonna be surprised. Sells. Let me see how much it sold. It was just recently. Let me see. I just made the news.
You know, but the season isn't over. So, I mean, he can throw another touchdown.
Well, it's not going to be, well, he did score a couple of touchdowns afterward, but that has no value because he's still playing. The value in the shoe is that they want the ball that was originally broke the, that's the all-time record.
Okay. So who threw the 600 before him?
Hmm?
You said to break the all-time record. Who made 600 before him?
I don't know.
Nobody made 600 touchdown passes. Drew came really close,
mm-hmm.
but Tom Brady's the one that did it.
Is Drew still playing?
No.
No, Drew retired last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, all the great ones, the only real great ones left around is Brady.
Listen to this. Michael Jordan's rookie year shoe sells for a record $1.47 million.
Yeah, but when you say tennis shoes.
It says Michael Jordan's rookie year. These are his cleats. These are his football cleats. I mean, I'm sorry, basketball cleats. Basketball shoes.
No.
A pair of Nike shoes or basketball shoes?
Which ones?
A pair of Nike shoes worn by Michael Jordan during his rookie season with the Chicago Bulls sold for a record-breaking $1.47 million. And these are ugly shoes, too.
Yeah.
Right, they're basketball shoes.
Yeah.
But if his shoe sells for $1.447 million,
mm-hmm.
selling that ball for $2.1 million is cheap.
I think it would be worth a lot more in a few more years, yeah.
Yeah, you got collectors all over this world. I will easily get $2.5 million on that ball.
Mm-hmm.
Easily.
Yeah.
But you have to be
able... I would give it back, knowing me.
You would?
Yeah.
You would give it back?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm not a Brady fan. No.
No, well...
It would change your life, Joe.
I don't know. The fact that I like the fact I never really was a Brady fan myself. I always was the guy I always thought was the best in the NFL. Oh fuck! He has his brother who used to play for the Giants.
You're talking about Manny. Yeah, he's talking about the father, Manning. What's his name? He was a quarterback.
Archie Manning.
Yeah. I like Jughead the best. But you're right. These guys are good. Hey, you know what it's time for? Yeah. Check this out.
One of the four beasts saying, come and see.
No, that's not it.
And I saw.
I jumped. Go ahead, Alan. Make up for it.
What?
I don't know.
I thought you were going to say the angry comedian. I was going to say, oh, no.
The mad angry comic.
Thank you.
No.
Here we go. Back to
Christmas. I'll bet you.
Yeah. Introduce me as a mad angry comedian. Yeah.
And now, making his appearance, The Last Factory, is Brian the Hammer Jackson, the mad, angry comedian.
Yeah!
Right back from Joe's Great Room. How you doing, everybody? I got big gigs going on. Big gigs. Big gigs. I am Yankee. And I'm here to piss you off. Thank you. Thank you, Johnny.
Hey, Lisa. Lisa, after you and I walk out on Brian's show, you want to go get a sandwich?
You know what?
Yeah.
You can't
yeah.
heckle me. Wait a minute. You know what? Stop it. I hate you all. I hate you all. I really do. All right.
I'm going to remember the joke. I'm going to remember whatever joke you say. And I'm going to do it in Australian. In that accent, I bet you Lisa laughs at my joke.
She probably will. She likes you better. All right. See, I find out that I'm good with one, you know, one-liners. That's my thing. You know what I mean? You know, I'm good with that, right?
No.
Okay, it's like, hey, everybody, what did the leper say to the prostitute? Keep the tip.
Oh, Jesus. Can somebody help me? Help them.
You
need help.
I
you really do need help.
This is horrible.
God.
This is really horrible.
This is so
really? Okay. I'm working up to the good stuff.
Oh, you're suffering? What about us in the audience?
Wait a minute. You're getting the good stuff. Wait a minute. I'm warming up. Hey, look at this.
Oh, this is the good stuff.
Yeah. You know you got to – oh, I already did that one. Okay. What's warm, wet, and pink? Hey, everybody, what's warm, wet, and pink? A pig in a hot tub. Come on, Ellen's laughing. Stop it.
I'm suffering here.
Come on, Ellen. Oh. Ellen laughs at everything. Come on, a pig in a hot
Ellen's
tub.
Not
Come
laughing.
On.
If Ellen, your laugh track isn't laughing, you got to take a clue someday.
Okay, I got more. I got more. Wait a minute. I got more. Yeah, I got more.
Yes.
I got
Ellen,
more.
Ellen, have you,
okay, here we go.
God.
Here we go.
Oh, man. Oh, all right.
What do you, a guy in the front, what do you call a lesbian dinosaur?
A lesbian dinosaur. Lick a lot of puss. Oh, that isn't bad. That is lick a lot of puss. I like that one.
Oh, how about this? Oh, yeah, you like the one-liners. You like the dirty jokes. I know. Look, here's a joke you like. I took a poop in the elevator. I'm taking this shit to a whole new level.
I like that one. That was a good one. Up we go. That was a good one.
All I needed was... You notice that the ladies are not even laughing at this? This is good stuff. This is good stuff.
They got taste.
I know. Oh, man. They won't give me the... Okay, I'll give you another one. I got a couple more. I'm doing good here.
Oh, boy.
Right?
Oh, my God. Does somebody have any strychnine?
Don't forget, I am Brian, the Angry Comic. Don't forget that. All right, here we go. Here we go.
No,
I got another one. Oh, how about this? I put this on Facebook, and it's a killer.
Okay, Brian,
What's
I'm back.
The difference?
I had to go answer my phone.
Oh, really? Oh, my.
I had to go answer my phone. I told you why.
I know. Okay, wait, you're a good one. Okay, here's a good one. This killed him on Facebook. What's the difference between anal and oral sex? Well, oral sex makes your day. Anal makes your whole week.
You know? Oh, yeah. Well, yes. See, Ellen is back because she even chuckled at that.
He caught me off guard with that shit yesterday.
Okay.
I'm gonna repeat some of the better jokes in Australia when Lisa comes back. I know Lisa had to go do something.
Oh, did she really? Oh my god!
Yeah, this is her time
right,
to go
got,
take care
more.
Of the kids or make a sandwich. All right. Well, okay, another one. All right.
All right. Maybe you're a blonde.
Yeah.
How about this? A blonde.
My ears bleed.
How about this? A blonde, rings up an airline. She
mm-hmm.
asks, how long are your flights from America to England? The woman on the other end of the phone says, just a minute. The blonde says, thanks, and hangs up the phone.
Yeah, a dumb blonde. I know. It was a valley blonde. Just a, oh, really, thanks. I got it. Yeah, just a minute.
Oh, you know what? All right.
Oh, boy.
I have one. What do you call a bunch of blondes in a freezer?
What?
Bunch of blondes in
no,
a freezer.
No, what do you call a bunch of bleach blondes in a freezer?
What do you call it?
You already fucked that up. Oh, Jesus. What?
Frosted flakes.
Frosted flakes.
Oh, man. Frosted flakes.
Wow, we're really good here. Well, you know what I'm missing is the drums. Ellen, you're just as bad as me.
Oh, boy.
I'm not trying to be a comedian.
How about this one?
Oh,
okay, here's one. Here's one more blonde joke, because Ellen loves blonde jokes. Here you go.
Right.
A guy was driving in his car with a blonde. He told her to stick her head out the window and see if the blinker worked. She stuck her head out and said, yes, no, yes, no, yes.
I like that one. I can just imagine some vintage club in Venice, California doing that too.
I have a question. How in hell can she see the blinker?
Huh?
How in the
Jesus.
Hell can she see the blinker?
Because she stuck her head out the window.
You still can't see the blinker unless you're looking at the headlight.
And you could. You can see the headlights on the side.
Yeah, you can see the side of
not
the car
car,
when it's blinking.
Not all cars do. Not all cars
Ellen,
have the blinkers
Ellen,
on the side.
Let me ask you this. Ellen, let me ask you this. Are you blonde?
Yeah, but not all cars have the blinkers on the side. I would not be sticking my head out the damn window.
Oh, God. Yeah. All right.
I'm kidding, Ellen.
Yeah.
I'm only kidding.
I'm not.
No, but I'm serious.
You're serious. That's why you're a blonde.
No. Most of the newer vehicles, I've seen a lot of the Escalades and the other SUVs. You know where they have the blinkers? They have them on the rear view mirrors. Or not the rear view mirrors, but the side mirrors outside.
Maybe that's what she was looking. Who? Why are we examining a funny joke?
Because we have nothing better to do.
No.
Jesus.
Hey. Come on, give Brian credit. I mean, he hits one out of 1,000. That's his 1,000th touchdown pass. You know, his 1,000th.
Oh my,
comedic
I know.
Attempt. And it finally made. Made a joke, made somebody laugh. Don't take it away from him.
I know, right? Jesus.
Ellen, he's taking that shit up to a new level. Come on.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. I'm analytical that way. I overanalyze everything.
Oh,
okay.
Boy.
Well, you know what?
I want to wait till Lisa comes back. I'm going to tell those jokes in the Australian accent and see if she laughs.
Well, you know what? She better hurry up and get back because it's almost noon and she won't be able to get in.
Well, it's like,
My rhythm of jokes,
I ended because my rhythm's done.
You know what it is?
Yeah.
Your timing.
My timing. It could be right. It could be
hey,
right.
The timing of the jokes.
That's why they're back.
Some of the jokes are lame anyway. Even with good timing.
Well, okay, how about this? Okay, last one. You know who's the biggest hoe in history? Miss Pac-Man, because for 25 cents, she swallows balls until she dies. Oh, there you go, Ellen.
I'm too visual. I see Miss Pac-Man chomping along.
Yeah.
See?
I'm going to take, if I could take Miss Pac-Man and reduce her to a porno joke.
How about this? My midget friend got thrown out of the nudist colony because he kept getting in everyone's hair.
That makes sense.
Well, there you go. Well, here you go. This is for Joe. Hey, you know what? What's the difference between the G-spot and a golf ball? A guy will search for a golf ball. That I do. I admit, I miss my drums, Mirror. That's what it... Hello. All right, I got one more. Okay, I'm warming up. I think,
you know, you and your one mores.
I forgot to do the story about Katie Couric. Bottom line, she has a book. You guys want to hear about it? Who cares about her book? She's upset because people are painting her as a mean girl and everything. I only got 4 minutes. Either we have more jokes or we talk about Katie Couric and nobody's going to buy her stupid book. So that's what we're...
All right,
that's what's
more
going.
Jokes. Okay. More,
more
jokes.
Jokes. More, yeah, jokes. Nobody, if you want to hear about Katie Couric, Google it. It's a waste. To me, it's a waste of... Who cares? Katie Couric writing a book. The book is supposed to be sex and all this stuff and how she's being a mean girl and everything. Really? Nobody cares about you, Katie Couric. Okay,
lady,
here we go.
You ever see her? You really, she got beautiful.
Well, they all do when they get past 50. When they get past 50, they just let it. See, that's a good thing about great dating black men. The bigger your butt, the more sexy you are. That's just how it is. Okay, another joke. Here we go. I'm going to do a joke here. And I don't know if... here we go. Here's a joke. Let's see if you laugh. All right, everybody. Here's another one. Here's another one. I like this one, but I already said it. If you want to find out who loves you more, what you do is you stick your wife and your dog in the trunk of your car for an hour. When you open the trunk, who is happy to see you?
Hi-oh!
Of course your dog is going to be happy to see you.
Exactly.
Your wife is going to be highly pissed off at you.
Exactly. That was it. Here we go. Okay, what's the difference between a hockey player and a hippie chick? The hockey player takes a shower after 3 periods.
Oh, God.
That's not bad. That's not a bad one.
Gross.
That is gross.
Hey, Brian. Hey, Brian.
It's not bad.
Yes. Thank you, everybody. Thank you for coming.
Did you hear yesterday that they did the autopsy on Brian Laundry? But it was inconclusive.
What was it?
It was inconclusive. Okay.
Really?
And now they're going to have to send his bones to an anthropologist.
Oh my God. Really? Well, you know what? I heard you said that he was killed by wild pigs. There's another story out that he was hung, that he hanged himself. And how can you hang yourself under the water? I don't know. There's a lot of stories floating around how he actually died.
The coroner said that, that was confirmed that he was mauled to death by wild pigs.
I didn't see that story. But if
who are you guys talking about?
Okay, Brian Laundry. This is the guy who was with his girlfriend, and they were traveling, and he came back without her, and they found her remains.
Gabby Petito, Joe.
Oh, that case? Oh, I haven't even read anything about that case. Mm.
Yeah. Well, he came back without her. They found her remains a week later. They were going to question him.
No, it was 6 weeks later, Brian. It took them six weeks to find her.
Wow. And then he was a person of interest, and when they tried to question him, the boyfriend, he took off, and they started searching for him. They just found his remains, and they found out that the woman, the girl, was strangled by his, just strangled by his hands.
Right.
And then later, just recently, they found out they just found his remains, and Ellen said that he was eaten by wild pigs. I mean, what a way to die if that's true. Can you imagine dying by being eaten by wild pigs? The pain that goes through your head, that those crunching sounds that bite your skull and your eyes, and you're still alive?
Right.
I cannot think of anything more brutal to die by. I mean, my God. This is the work of the devil saying, okay, karma's a bitch, and you kill this innocent girl, you're going to die the worst death possible. I mean, this is sick.
Mm.
Can you imagine being alive and getting your arm eaten off and your face eaten off and you're still alive?
Yeah. I saw a video one time where some stupid people, they were at the... in Africa, and I think they were Americans, and they stopped to look at the lions, and some stupid broad opened up the door, and she went out, and the lions were there. And,
oh, man.
And the lions ate her.
Seriously?
Oh, stupid.
Damn.
Yeah, there was another video where they had just about as dumb. Also in Africa, safari. They were going there in closed jeeps. They weren't stupid enough to go in those open-end jeeps. So they went in the closed jeeps. So they came across a pride. They came across, I think, two or three lions that were resting on the ground. One of the guys gets out with his camera to take a picture. That disturbs the lion. The lion charges the guy. Now, he had his family with him. The family had to stay inside the cars because they would get eaten. And one of the members of the family was either a little daughter or a little boy. And they're watching their daddy get eaten. Ah, that's horrible.
It was horrible. It was, I mean, that does sound horrible. And, you know, I was thinking, you know, when people say this, and I got to be careful because I'm... When they said, God is good, God is this, okay. And they said to me, are you afraid to die? I'm not afraid to die. I'm just afraid how it's going to happen. I mean, Lord, can you just make me die in my sleep? I don't want to end up being chewed up by some wild pig. It's like, and the Lord says, well, you have to die from something, but why a wild pig, Lord? What did it, you know?
I've had that discussion with buddies of mine about how we're going to die. I don't give a fuck either.
Yeah, I care how I'm going to. I mean, I don't want too much pain. Is it too much to ask Jesus to say, you know, can you take it easy on me? I don't want to die by, you know, I fall asleep when I'm and without a seatbelt, and then I stick my head out the window, and my head gets taken from my body because there's a bridge. I'm on a bridge, and the thing chops my head off. I mean, for God's sake, I mean, can I just die laying sleeping or having sex? But how people die, it's kind of hard for the Lord. I mean, it's kind of gruesome being because Jesus, I mean, well, you're going to die, Brian. Okay, how? Well, a wild pig's going to eat your face. Lord, why? Why, Lord? Why, Jesus?
Well,
you got to get rid of that shit you did in eighth grade.
You know what? I think the Lord was pissed off at Brian Laundrie, so he gave him the worst death possible.
I know, right? There has to be some that karma. Who gets eaten by a life of a bunch of wild pigs when there's the element can get you, whatever can get you? Do you know how many wild pigs will probably eat that motherfucker? There's probably like six people. How about a pig biting your penis while you're still alive and crunching them and eating them like they're popcorn? It's like, damn. Because you know they grabbed his penis. Because that's the first thing they're reaching for, right between his legs. Crunch, crunch, crunch. Hello, Lisa. Welcome back. Joe wants to say a joke to you before
Thank
you leave.
Hey, you know, I have a question. Y'all probably
sure.
heard it, but I wasn't able to hear. So when they found this guy, did they found his body parts, or did they not find him at all?
They found
the remains.
They found his bones. They found
his
bones.
And how were they sure it was?
Yeah.
Because they did.
Did they run?
Yeah.
They must have.
DNA.
They
did DNA? Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, Lisa, I want to tell one of Brian's jokes in Australian accent. See if you like it. I want to tell one of Brian's jokes in an Australian accent.
Oh, okay.
See if I can remember.
Okay.
I think I remember. Hello. This is not the mad comedian, okay? I am here to tell you, what do they call a lesbian dinosaur?
A lesbian dinosaur?
Yes, what do they call
a lesbian dinosaur?
A lily pussy.
A what?
I heard the word, a licky pussy.
Is that
licky
pussy?
No, it's lick a lot of puss.
Not a licky pussy. What is it in Australia with the translation?
We have a time zone problem here. So it's a lick a lot of pussy.
Oh,
jeez.
What's this translation? A licky pussy. I stole it from America.
We have a time zone problem.
Licky pussy.
Lick a lot of pussy.
Wait, Joe, I got one for Lisa, and then you can tell it in your Australian accent. Here you go.
Okay.
It's in bad taste, the worst taste ever. Here you go, Lisa and Ellen. Bad taste. Why was the guitar teacher arrested? Why was the guitar teacher arrested?
I like that one. That's disgusting. Well, we Australians, we specialize in the disgusting. Let me see if I can do that. Okay. Hello. All right. My Americans, here I go. Why did they arrest the guitar player?
Why?
Because for the charge of fingering a minor.
That was funny.
Well,
that was funny.
This is who I tour with. It's both of them. This is the Billy.
Hey, I gotta go back on mute. I'm doing Uber. So I gotta go back on mute.
Okay. Well, here's one last one. Here you go. What's another name for a vagina? The box a penis comes in. I know. Hey, here's one for you, Ellen. What do you call a nun in a wheelchair? Virgin Mobile.
Okay.
I like that.
Virgin Mobile.
Check it out.
Siri, I did not. How did you come on, Siri? I activated my Siri and she said the same joke. Siri, no, go. Oh, wait, no. It goes, Yeah, what do you think of that? How about this? The speed limit of sex is 68 because of at 69, you have to turn around.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I like the Virgin Mobile one.
I know. Okay, here you go. This is for you, Joe, last one. Here you go. Hey, I get no respect. It's one of those I get no respect, right?
Okay.
A wife comes back. A wife comes back from the doctor and says to her husband, "Honey, I have sad news. A gynecologist just told me not to have sex for 3 weeks." The husband said, "And what did the dentist say?"
Hey, do you have any Rodney Dangerfield jokes? Like, you know, like I get no respect type of things. Like I went to Disneyland with my parents and they left me there.
I will see if I got some. I doubt it because Rodney's pretty good. Anyway, hey Joe, did you see the Marquee?
No, I just called in. I was thinking maybe you might be on the air.
Yeah, good. Let me see.
Well, what's the marquee?
Here we go.
What's the marquee?
No, my picture is on there. I just wondered if I was going to get any. Here we go. No, you know what? They don't credit Rodney. Oh, here we go. Here you go. Yeah, here you go. Rodney Dangerfield. Here you go. This is Rodney Dangerfield. When I was a kid, my parents moved a lot, but I always found them. Okay.
Oh, I remember that one. I remember that one. I remember when he did that joke.
Well, I don't know what this is. Hold on. I'm going to say it straight because you do a great Rodney. I can't do a great Rodney. Here he is. Hey, doll, could you scare up another round for our table over here and tell the cook this is low-grade dog food? I had better food at a ball game, you know. This steak still has marks from it where the jockey was sitting on it.
Well, jockey was hitting it. Yeah, I remember that one, too.
Yeah. to his Asian companion, I hear this place is restricted, Wang, so don't tell him you're Jewish, okay? That was from Caddyshack. I remember. Don't tell you to.
Yeah. he just blurts it out. Don't tell him you're Jewish.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, it is Caddyshack show. What a kid I got. I told him about the birds and the bees, and he told me about the butcher and my wife.
I like that. Oh, I can imagine Rodney doing that. Oh, yeah. Can you imagine Rodney doing that joke? Oh, yeah. Hey, Johnny, I tell you, you're taking no respect. I like that one. I should tell that one.
I know. He says another one, last one. I haven't spoke to my wife in years. I don't want to interrupt her. It goes, my wife and I were happy for 20 years, then we met. My wife's cooking is so bad the flies fix our screens. My wife's cooking is so bad the flies fix our screens.
I like that one.
I like that. Here's the last one. He goes, I told my wife the truth. I told her I was seeing a psychiatrist. Then she told me the truth that she was seeing a psychiatrist, two plumbers, and a barber.
Oh, God. You got to imagine Rodney telling the jokes, though. You know, he's
fixing his tie and everything and his neck.
Yeah.
He's pulling on his shirt.
Oh.
Exactly. I don't get no respect. My wife, My wife, a great driver, she wanted a deer. It was in a zoo. What is that last one? My wife and her driver's test. My wife had her driver's test the other day. She got 8 out of 10. The other two guys jumped clear.
Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, I wish Rodney was still around. Oh, fuck.
He was a funny guy. Here you go. Here's a blonde joke, a Rodney Bond joke. Once somebody stole our car, I asked my wife if she saw who it was. She said no, but I did get the license number. He stole his car, but she got the license. All right.
But she got the license number. Yeah. Oh, man.
Oh, man. It's tough being married. I tell you, it's tough being married. My wife says no. You know, it's tough to stay married. My wife says no because she's tired, then stays up and reads her book. Okay, well, I understand that. It's tough to stay married. My wife kisses the dog on the lips, yet she won't drink from my glass. My wife made me join the bridge club. I jump next Tuesday.
That's a good one. Oh, man.
Oh. It says, my marriage is on the rocks again. Yeah, my wife just broke up with her boyfriend.
Oh, God, Rodney, Rodney.
And the last Rodney joke is, during sex, my wife always wants to talk to me. Just the other night, she called me from the hotel.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he has some good stuff.
Yeah, but you know, the thing is with those kind of jokes, you got to say it in his accent.
You
really get the
whole thing. You got to, yeah. Yeah, you have to.
Oh, but that one about the bridge.
Yeah, I jump next Tuesday.
I jump next Tuesday. I tell you, Johnny, being married is rough.
And that is all for today. And say goodbye to the Angry Comic. There he goes. Thank you, Ellen. Don't forget to tip the waitress. Eat your fish. Not her. The one on the plate. See you later. Me and Joe Torrey. Our next tour will be the homeless camp. They need some cheering up. See you later.
Right.
Bye, everybody. So anyway, nobody cares about Katie Couric. She has a book out. That's it. She's talking about she's a mean girl. Katie, I think she's kind of weird. She's always seemed a little dipsy and weird to me.
Ordinary to me. Yeah, I mean, she could have been replaced by anybody.
Yeah, she just seemed a little plastic and ditzy, and you know, I don't know. America's sweetheart. Who's America's sweetheart? What part of America is she the sweetheart, right? I don't know.
Who termed her that?
Everybody. Back in the day with her Madeline, you know, the Today Show, America's
Sweetheart.
All these white girls, all these people. I have not heard a black girl called America's sweetheart. They called Oprah her fat-ass pig. At her height, I don't remember anybody of different race, not just black, brown, think about it, Joe, has ever been called America's sweetheart. Michelle Obama came close. Michelle Obama came close, don't you think? But I don't know. If you could think of anybody of color been called America's sweetheart, please let me know, because that's a good trivia.
RuPaul.
RuPaul?
Yeah. The transvestite or transgender?
He's neither.
No.
He's neither. Go ahead, Ellen.
Are you neither?
No. He's just gay.
Oh.
Or Elvis, do you have
a... He's just a cross-dresser.
That's all he is. I mean, this is before the
transgender.
Yeah. I still say this. Any man who does not have the surgery, you're just plain dress-up. That's all you are. You're a cross-dresser. In my day. And remember, everybody,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you don't like the government, fight for Facebook. Facebook is taking a hell of a punch. And it's not Facebook. Remember, Facebook is not posting. We are posting. We're the idiots and the morons who are sending this, you know, the bad information and everything. It's not Facebook. So the government's trying to shut you down, your voice down, your freedom to post anything. They're trying to regulate Facebook for you. Don't let them do it. And the only reason they're doing it is because the lawmakers are afraid to lose their job. Because they're afraid that somebody's going to post something on Facebook and they're going to lose the election. This is why they're going after Facebook. They're not going after TikTok. They're not going after Twitter. They're going after Facebook because Trump used it for disinformation, and these lawmakers are afraid that that information is going to make them lose their election. That's the only reason why. Don't fall in a trap, and don't let the government regulate some of the places you go to and you can post freely. What are we, China? This is what China does, of telling you how you can post. The government wants to regulate Facebook. Don't let them get away with it.
Yeah,
and I wish more people will stand up for it.
Wild, whiny asses.
Yeah, they're blaming Facebook
for
saying the content that Facebook is distributing is bad. We are the content. We are the bad people. Facebook is not posting their content. We're posting it. We are the content. You don't like us. You know what I mean? We are them. And they want to shut us down. So don't fall into the left-wing news or right-wing news. These are people who are upset that the information gets out there that they can lose election. That's all they care about. They're not caring about you. So don't let the government regulate Facebook and squeeze Zuckerberg. And people tend to hate people who are successful. When did we get into that culture? The more successful you are, the more we hate you, we want you to fail, and we criminalize you. When did that happen? That used to be the product of capitalism of the United States of America. But people hate successful. You know, I don't know what happened.
Well, probably when you started telling your mad, angry comedian jokes.
Yeah, they start hating America. I'm moving. Listen, you, in my country, we've got to shut you down.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Don't forget to buy Ellen's dildos. Let's do a commercial.
Oh, how did it go, Ellen? You had a Q&A the other week, right?
Yeah, how did it go?
Yeah, nobody came. Nobody showed up.
I would have come.
You said three
come.
Or four people, Don. You said three or four
I
people.
I would have come.
Yeah, but they didn't. They didn't stay long, and they didn't ask any questions. The whole point of a Q&A, people, is to ask questions, and I answer you. You know, I look like a fool talking to myself.
It's a staring contest. The whole point of Q&A is say something.
Yeah, staring contest.
Yeah. It's like having a bunch of mimes as an audience. Everybody trying to get the hell out of the box.
You missed what I said. You missed what I said, Ellen. I said if I was there, I would have come.
Oh my God. No, you.
Pervert.
Now you two get it. Oh, Jesus Christ.
No, I got it. I just chose to ignore you.
Oh, my God. All right, everybody. We're out of here. Today is Tuesday. Is today Monday or Tuesday? I have no idea. It's Tuesday.
Today's Tuesday. Today's FBI Tuesday.
Oh,
I hope it's
Lisa
new.
Came back.
Lisa,
came back.
Oh, there you go. Lisa's back. Joe, do you want to say any remarks? Okay, go ahead.
No. Okay. What about that? Tell the joke that everybody laughed at. The one about the bridge.
The
wife joke, because I was laughing too. The wife joke was fucking funny.
Yeah.
Everybody was laughing when he was saying something about his wife going to the dentist. What did the doctor say? And then so what about the dentist?
The dentist?
That cracked me up.
Oh
yeah.
That was funny.
Yeah.
What did the dentist say?
What did the dentist say?
funny.
All right, everybody.
FBI Tuesday, Brian.
I know. I hope it's all new. They've been doing reruns all week. It's one of my favorite things.
I know.
But you know what?
They better not be.
We'll get through this. All right, is anybody tired? I know, kiddo. And I hope it's a new one. Anybody tired of hearing Donald Trump's name at all? Anybody tired of hearing the Democrats blaming Donald Trump?
I'm tired of hearing it on this fucking show.
Yeah, you won't hear it. You won't hear it anymore. I am exhausted. He's not the president anymore. It was a stupid remark here. Katie Kerr, MSNBC, right before we came on the air. She said, why are we still talking about Donald Trump? And they had a congressman, a Democratic congressman on. And she's asking him, why are we still worried about Donald Trump? He's not the president anymore. He goes, well, it's a stupid political weenie answer. Well, he's still a big influence in the Republican Party, and people get this Trump. It's like you're hitting this one theme thing, and it's going to backfire on you. Don't you have anything else to say? Donald Trump is not the president anymore. I don't care he has followers. I don't care what they're doing. You know, Biden is sinking like you would not believe. He's plummeting down to the ocean. I mean, his ratings are so far to the bottom. Trump's rating. But enough with Donald Trump. Why are Democrats so afraid of this man? And, okay, and we're going to say this guy's a Trumper and he believes with Donald Trump. So what? I'm just getting tired of it. Ellen, are you getting tired? I know you're a Democrat. Lisa, Joe, I know Joe is. Lisa, Ellen, are you getting tired of hearing about Donald Trump? He's not even president anymore. I'm sick of it.
Yeah.
I'm sick of it. Yeah. There you go, Joe. We're all sick of it.
We don't even talk about Trump on Donnie's show.
I know. We don't. It's past. Who cares? All right, guys, I'm out of here. Thank you for listening, and we'll be on tomorrow, I think, with more stories. Oh, we got interviews. Don't forget the interviews coming up in 2 weeks. You're going to love these interviews. You're going to love that. My podcast is still going good. I'm going to have a new podcast out next week. I'll give you guys the link so you can judge me. Anyway, Joe, be safe. Miss Lisa,
thanks.
Likewise.
Everybody.
Judy. Bye, everybody. Bye,
Thank
Ellen.
You.
Be safe, too, Ellen, and thanks for coming in. Bye, everybody.
Have a good
I'm
day.
Out.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye, people.
Bye.